Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. It's time to stand up against big tech. Protect your data at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. I want to tell you two stories. The first story is from my days at UCLA when I was an undergrad student. So you're going back 20 years now. The Muslim Student Association, an organization that has routinely supported Hamas and Hezbollah ideologically and otherwise, put out a student newspaper at the time called Al-Talib. That student newspaper joked in the run-up to 9/11 about renaming the newspaper Al-Taliban and making Osama bin Laden editor-in-chief. They also, again, in rhetoric, supported Hamas, Hezbollah. They didn't make any bones about any of this. When I sought to write about this stuff as an undergrad for the UCLA Daily Bruin, which was the campus newspaper, I was told such columns would not be run. Those were the only columns I ever wrote for the UCLA Daily Bruin, and this is back in like 2000, 2001, that the Daily Bruin ever refused outright to run. Story number two is about a decade ago. My wife and I visited London. It happened to be Boxing Day. I know anything about Boxing Day, but it turns out that everything in London was basically closed, everything except for Madame Tussauds Wax Museum. Well, we had nothing better to do, so my wife and I went there. And inside the wax museum, there were the usual bevy of famous figures. In the final room, there was a wax of Albert Einstein. So we took some funny photos, and then we turned around. And what we saw was three young Muslims, two women and a man. And they were also taking pictures with the Einstein wax. They were strangling the Einstein wax. Well, it occurred to me that perhaps that might have something to do with the fact that Einstein was pretty obviously Jewish. But I brushed it off because I'm a good Westerner. You know, maybe these guys just hated the general theory of relativity or something. Well, at the time, the museum also concluded with a wax of Adolf Hitler. Now, this wasn't a wax that my wife and I particularly wanted a photo with, but it turns out that these young Muslims did. This time, they got really buddy-buddy with the wax. They put their arms around Hitler. They posed smilingly with Hitler. Multiculturalism is a failure. It has always been a failure. Multiculturalism, the suggestion that all cultures are at root the same in quality and beauty and truth, it is a lie. That lie is dangerous. That lie leads to moral blindness. As we've been discussing the last few days, it leads to atrocities, murdered babies, raped women, kidnappings, beheadings. It leads to death. It leads to carnage. But multiculturalism doesn't just excuse evil abroad. It brings it home. Multiculturalism suggests that we in the West, in the United States, the UK, France, Germany, and the rest of the Western world, we have to open our borders. After all, if we don't, we're racists. If you believe that all cultures are morally equivalent, that all cultures are equally meritorious, the only reason then to deny somebody entry is race, and that makes you a racist. There's a reason that multicultural advocates are open borders advocates. It's because their logic demands it. What difference would it make to you if migrants are arriving from the Gaza Strip or from Taiwan? Underneath, all cultures are the same. Well, that is ridiculous. And we all know it's ridiculous. We've all been afraid to say it for decades, even in countries where the leadership has recognized the failures of multiculturalism, broadly speaking. That same leadership has been totally unable to speak the truth about migration. And when they do, they are chastised by the media. This is why the media has pretended away disproportionate criminal activity from Middle Eastern and African migrants to Europe. To recognize the truth would be awkward. It might seem racist because we're not allowed to point out that's not about race. It's about culture, and not all cultures are the same. We're seeing this shyness today across the world and the effects of it as fundamentalist Muslims rally in favor of Hamas, a terror group that slaughtered 1,300 Jews in Western countries. They are joined by useful idiots on the radical left who believe in a coalition of the dispossessed that can help tear down the institutions of the West. Hence all the talk recently by left wingers about mass murder of Jews as just, you know, decolonization. Question: are these people we actually want in our country? It's a serious question. These are not people who are protesting for a Palestinian state or even protesting Israeli policies. These are people who are protesting in favor of a terrorist government that just committed the worst atrocities against Jews since the Holocaust. And there are thousands of such protesters in the West. Because multiculturalism is a failure. We can pretend it's not, but it is. And what we're watching right now, breaking out from London to New York, from our campuses to the streets of Paris, is a breakdown in the social fabric of the West. It's a breakdown brought about by a failure of confidence in our own values and unwillingness to declare the superiority of those values. Now, we're feeling that in my community directly today. That is because Hamas has now called for a global day of rage in the middle of a war that they initiated because they decided to slaughter civilians in their beds. Instead of directing all of their resources toward helping Gazan civilians, which is, you know, what a normal government might do, they've decided that doesn't matter at all. Instead, what they are doing is they are calling for a worldwide day of jihad. That is for today. They're referring to the day as the Al-Aqsa Flood, according to Breitbart, the Middle East Media Research Institute Memory, which has been doing amazing work for years, largely ignored. You've seen them on this show, but a lot of other shows haven't played their stuff. All they do, literally all they do all day long, is they watch Hamas TV, and they watch Palestinian Arab TV, and they watch Al Jazeera in Arabic, and then they translate that stuff and they put it online. Memory reported Hamas as saying, quote, "We declare next Friday, the Friday of the Al-Aqsa Flood, as a day of general mobilization in our Arab and Islamic world and among the free people of the world. It is a day to rally support, offer aid, and participate actively. It is a day to expose the crimes of the occupation, isolate it, and foil all of its aggressive schemes. It is a day for sacrifice, heroism, and dedication, and to earn the honor of defending the first Qibla of Muslims, the third holiest mosque, and the ascension of the trusted messenger. We call upon the free people of the world to mobilize in solidarity with our Palestinian people and in support of their just cause and legitimate rights to freedom, independence, return, and self-determination." They've called more specifically for protests. They have suggested that Palestinians rise up within Judea and Samaria in the so-called West Bank. They've called on Arab citizens of Israel to attack the state. They've called on Arabs in the surrounding countries to attack the borders of Israel. And these protests that they're calling for across the globe, they aren't just protests. They've called for action, right? Part of a global day of jihad. Well, this has resulted in law enforcement having to step up patrols on Jewish houses of worship and businesses. According to NBC News, local and federal law enforcement agencies across the United States are stepping up their patrols of Jewish houses of worship, Jewish-owned businesses, Israeli diplomatic buildings. I can tell you that the amount of worry in the Jewish community in the United States is extremely high. A lot of people keeping their kids home from school today because they're worried about the global day of jihad. And those worries are not empty. We've seen mass protests in a huge number of cities. Right here where I live in South Florida, there have been a bunch of protests. A lot of these protests have devolved into some level of chaos if any counter-protesters show up. The attempt to go international with this sort of stuff is a new thing. Usually when they call for a day of rage, it's usually something that happens specifically in the Middle East. Now they're attempting to broaden all of this out. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, if you've got loved ones who depend on you, why leave anything up to chance in a worst-case scenario? Life insurance gives your family a safety net that can cover expenses so they won't have to worry about money while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius makes finding the right policy simple, and their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their tech makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone else who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. Life insurance, really important. Check it off your list today, PolicyGenius.com. How seriously is NYPD taking this? Well, apparently, the NYPD canceled all training for officers on Thursday, ordered the entire force to be in uniform and on patrol. The officials at the police department said that they'll have additional security at large gatherings, cultural sites, and houses of worship. All personnel have to report in Los Angeles in uniform as well. So things are getting very ugly in a lot of these major cities. Apparently, none of the online threats are specific and credible at this point, but out of an abundance of caution, again, there are schools in New York that are actively shutting down. They're saying there are no credible threats, but I don't know what you would expect Jews to believe at this point about a credible threat, considering it was the greatest slaughter of Jews since, again, the Holocaust. So a lot of Jews are very, very worried today. Some Jewish schools I mentioned in New York have closed. the worries are not empty. The worries are not empty. And the reason that you know that the worries are not empty is because of what is happening here in the United States as well as abroad. So just take a quick example. Apparently, according to Odyssey.com and 1010 Winds, a 19-year-old woman attacked a 24-year-old male Israeli student with a stick outside of Columbia University's main library amid division on campus regarding the Israel-Hamas war. The police responded to a report of the assault in Morningside Heights outside Butler Library at 6:10 p.m. on Wednesday. The attack occurred when the victim confronted the woman after watching her tear down flyers displaying the names and pictures of Israelis kidnapped by Hamas last weekend. The victim, who asked to be referred to anonymously for fear of safety, suffered some minor bruises. But apparently what happened is that a group was hanging up posters of the people who are currently being held hostage, and the suspect ripped the posters down. And when they said, "Why are you doing that?" the suspect then attacked the people who are putting the posters up. And you might think that's an isolated incident. You might think, well, you know, this sort of stuff happens on campus all the time. Except for the fact that what we see in broad scale, and universities are the very center of it, is a green-red alliance. And by green-red alliance here, I'm talking about Hamas green, and I'm talking about far-left red. And that alliance has been ongoing for a very long time on campuses. It's now bled over into our regular politics and into sort of daily life. So our friend Ami Horowitz, he went down to the East Village of New York. Remember, this is not the Gaza Strip. This is not the Middle East. This is the East Village of New York. And he asked some 30 people whether Hamas was justified in murdering 1,300 Jews in their beds. And here's how it went.
Their attack on Israel was justified?
It's just the cause and effect of oppression.
Hamas have the moral high ground here.
I feel like Hamas are just defending themselves from years and years of oppression and looking around, living through the rumbles, and I feel like it's just justified, and they're traumatized.
Yeah, a lot of my friends kind of side with Israel, but I feel like there's more than one side to this. I wouldn't say their attacks are fully unjustified.
I'm on the side of Palestine.
The Israeli government has kind of brutalized the Palestinians, so I understand why they try and fight back.
I understand where they're coming from, and I understand why they're doing what they're doing.
They're fighting back. They've been entrapped for 15 years. 75 years of oppression, 15 years of blockade. They need to break out of prison, and that's exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, years of genocide and raping and stuff. Yeah, I think so.
They have every right to defend themselves. That's all I have to say.
Out of the 30 people that we spoke to, a total of 2 thought Hamas's brutality was unjustified.
And again, that is not rare. That's the East Village of New York. So again, the green-red axis rides, and it is very active in the United States. It's active in London. It's active in France. A Fairfax County school board member named Abrar Omish, an elected official in Fairfax County, this is Virginia, actively opposed a moment of silence for the victims of the Hamas massacre. This is just a couple of nights ago.
It might seem simple. Aggressors attacking families in a state seeking vengeance. But we often sympathize with and humanize the side that we relate to, and the side that looks more like us, or that our biases guide us towards. But doing so obscures the root of the violence. Centuries of human history teach us that escalations happen when problems are ignored, realities are denied, and voices are censored, when one narrative dominates from the world stage all the way to our classrooms. We do our students no favors by calling for peace and being unwilling to back what peace requires. As the old civil rights adage goes, no justice, no peace.
You see, no justice, no peace, according to an elected official in Fairfax, Virginia, Abrar Omish, requires that Jewish babies be slaughtered in their cribs. This is what, honestly, it's just, you need context. You need nuance. Or perhaps we have a lot of very, very evil people who believe a lot of evil things living here in the West, because the West has opened itself up wide with its multicultural nonsense. Here are Michigan Democrats just the other day refusing a vote on a moment of silence for Israeli victims. You know why this is? This is because a huge percentage of Michigan Democrat support comes from the Michigan Muslim community. That would be the same community in, for example, Dearborn, that was holding a mass rally in favor of Hamas over the course of the past couple of days.
Speaker recognizes Representative Schuette.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to discharge the Committee on Government Operations from further consideration of H.R. 146 and request a record roll call vote.
Representative Schuette moves to discharge of his resolution. All those, is the demand supported? The demand is not supported. Now the question is on discharge. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
The resolution is not discharged. The Speaker recognizes Majority Floor Leader Ayash.
Yeah, Madam Speaker, the members only note for the voting. The House adjourns. The stand adjourns until Tuesday, October 17th at 1:30 p.m.
Without objection, so ordered, the House will stand at ease.
That's right, the Michigan House, dominated by Democrats at this point, refusing a moment of silence for Israeli victims, for Jewish victims of, again, the worst massacre in the past 80 years against Jews. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, using the internet without ExpressVPN, well, that's like leaving your keys in your car while you run into the gas station to grab a snack. Most of the time, probably fine. And then there's that one time you walk out of the gas station and someone has driven off with your car. Well, every time you connect to an unencrypted network, cafes, hotels, airports, any hacker on that same network can gain access to your personal data, such as your passwords and your financial details. It doesn't take a lot of technical knowledge to hack somebody. Just some cheap hardware is necessary. A smart 12-year-old could do it. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal information on the dark web. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so hackers can't steal your sensitive data. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. It's easy to use. You fire up the app, you click one button, and now you are protected. Anybody can do it. ExpressVPN works on all your devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. You can get an extra 3 months for free. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Again, that's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. And make sure that you keep your data protected from prying eyes today. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Already coming up, America's campuses are chock filled with some of the worst people. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Virginia.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So America's campuses are chock-filled with some of the worst people really in the world, actually. America's campuses are, of course, the sort of chief rallying point for not only radical Muslim activity in the United States, but also for generalized left-wing activity in the United States. So if the green-red axis, the Hamas communist, the Hamas far-left axis, is going to form an alliance, obviously it's going to be on campus. That's precisely what we're seeing. We have so much footage pouring in of protesters at various universities demonstrating the moral evil. It is impossible to go through all of it, but we'll start with Columbia. Here are some protesters at Columbia. And shouting, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That slogan, of course, is a genocidal slogan meant to destroy literally every Jew in the region. And as we've seen from Hamas, we know exactly what that means. That means the full-scale slaughter of Jews. And those are Americans, presumably, who are shouting that in the middle of the Columbia University campus. Now, remember, these are campuses that are deeply worried about microaggressions. If you say that a boy is a boy and a girl is a girl, then you may have microaggressed to the point where you will be disciplined by the campus offices. But if you shout, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, that, like, directly the same week that 1,300 Jews were murdered in their beds, well, then that's just, you know, complex moral nuance, because multiculturalism, gang, is just a different culture. It's just a different type of thinking. And we have to explain, we have to understand that really things are just very nuanced and cycle of violency. Very, very complex. Now, you can feel people reverting back to their priors. I said a couple of days ago that people have revelations about politics in hot moments, in moments of clarity, and then they immediately revert to the priors. You can feel it happening in real time. And so already the shock effect of people who are protesting in favor of the people who just murdered and burned babies, already the shock effect of that is wearing away, because we are going already, you can feel it happening. We are already going back to our Western priors, which is everyone's reasonable. Everyone can have a conversation. All cultures are basically equivalent. Everyone wants to be free. And it's not true. It's not true. The people who are shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Those people are not friends of the West. Those are enemies of the West. And then we all kind of like brush it off because we don't want to see. We don't want to see. The blinders are right back on. You can feel it happening in real time. You can feel it happening. People want their priors to be true. The prior that anti-Semitism, well, it's a vestige of the past. We'll never have a Holocaust again. It doesn't matter. We just saw Holocaust-level violence against Jews in Israel. And you can feel it happening in real time. Because otherwise, to look at the specter of thousands, I'm talking thousands of people across the United States, rallying in favor of a group that is as bad or worse than Al-Qaeda, might be somewhat disquieting. It might call into question some of our priors about who we should let into the country, or about which cultures are equivalent to other cultures, and which cultures are abjectly, manifestly inferior. There is no such thing as an inferior race. Races, well, I mean, it's not clear exactly where the boundaries are between races. Race is a genetic aspect that has to do with facial structure, or maybe has to do with point of origin, or maybe has to do with your skin color. None of that is relevant when it comes to human interpersonal relations. The only thing that really matters is culture. Culture, of course, is how you act. It is the way that you think. And all of that is environmentally imbibed. That doesn't come from your race. That distinction is crucial. That distinction is really important. Saying that certain cultures are worse than other cultures is simply saying that some ways of thought and ways of acting are worse than other ways of thought and ways of acting, which is obviously true unless you are an idiot. At UCLA, mass protests, people screaming, intifada, intifada, intifada means uprising. This is a call for more Palestinians to murder Jews, obviously. And this is a pretty massive rally at my alma mater. Here is what it looked like at UCLA yesterday. By the way, you can see how many of these people are wearing masks. You know why they're wearing masks? Not because they're afraid of COVID. The reason they're wearing masks is because they don't wish to be identified. Why don't they wish to be identified with their cause? Because they know that that cause is evil. That is particularly true for the members of radical Muslim communities who are not saying this stuff just for show. There are a lot of kind of fellow traveler liberals who are trying to demonstrate their bona fides in the same way that you saw a bunch of morons go out in the street rallying with the perverse organization Black Lives Matter in order to demonstrate their bona fides to their fellow liberal friends. You're seeing a lot of that at these campuses. That would be the red part of the green-red alliance here. But the people who are truly committed, those are the ones who are covering their faces. Already coming up, more of these campus protests being dominated not just by fellow useful idiot travelers, but actual terrible people. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bank giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Industry Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So these campuses are overrun with not only fools, but actual emissaries of evil in many cases. These are not people who share your values or American values. Here's a protest at George Mason University. Here's what that looked like. In case you can't hear what they are chanting, what they are chanting is, they've got tanks, we've got hang gliders, glory to the resistance fighters. That would be a reference to the Hamas members who jetted in on hang gliders into an EDM music festival and mowed down nearly 300 people. That is them at George Mason University openly cheering that. Again, pretend as much as you want. This is what these people believe. This is what these people believe. You don't believe that. One of the amazing things about the arrogance of the West is that they say it right out loud to your face, and you're like, nah, don't believe you. Don't believe it. Must be something else. Must be ulterior motives. Hamas is like, we want to murder all the Jews. And the media's like, but what do they really want? You have these people shouting that they're in fake glory to the resistance fighters who just mowed down dance festival attendees. And everyone's like, nah, but what do they really want? It's really about the complexities of the Middle East, isn't it? A lot of chin stroking these days. A lot of people thinking, oh my gosh, well, you know, this conflict does have a long history. Now listen, we can go through the history. You go to my YouTube page. I have an entire 45-minute explanation of the history. And we're going to put out an episode this weekend that explains some of the myths about all of this. But that's not what this is about. This is about murdering Jews, and they are in favor of it. Up or down on the murder of Jews. And they're like, yes. And we're like, we don't believe you. I'm sorry. Like, you say you want to murder Jews, but what I think you really want, what you really want is a better economic way of life. It's like, well, if they wanted a better economic way of life, maybe they would have pursued that or put their focus there. But I noticed that's not where they're putting any of their focus. But by the way, have you ever noticed the dramatic lack of Palestinian advocates rushing to the microphones to condemn this? Have you noticed that? Just a little bit. Like at all? Now, it's amazing. In the United States, whenever there is any sort of horrific shooting that is committed by somebody who's even vaguely associated with a political cause, everybody vaguely associated with that political cause comes out and condemns it. Of course, because they want to make clear that they are dissociated from that evil. Have you seen anyone coming out and being like, man, that Hamas group, they're truly evil. I mean, we're not associated with them. They're truly evil. And the answer is no. The answer is no. Because again, the cause is not a territorial dispute. Israel could not give away land enough absent its own destruction that would please these people. They couldn't. And by the way, you know what that entails? That means death of every Jew in the area. For all the talk about quote-unquote Israeli apartheid, let me point out just a quick fact. 20% of Israel's population is Arab. You know what I noticed? 0% of Gaza's population is Jewish. 0% of any of the Palestinian-ruled areas in the West Bank are Jewish. 0% of Jordan is Jewish. 0% of Egypt is Jewish. 0% of Iran, effectively speaking, is Jewish, a tiny Jewish population. 0% of Syria is Jewish. 0% of Lebanon is Jewish. 0% of Saudi Arabia is Jewish. I mean, weird. It's just strange how that worked. Strange. But don't worry, it's Israel that is the problem. And again, they say it right to your face. They say it right to you. They're not hiding the ball. This is the part that is just astonishing to me, and it will never cease to be astonishing. They do it right in front of you. They say it right to your face, and everybody in the media goes, no. The protests continued across the country. Arizona State University had a big protest yesterday, again, in favor of Hamas. Again, look at the size of this protest. I have a question. Are these people who are marching in favor of Hamas that you would want working for your company? Serious question. You get to choose. You get to choose. It seems to me that supporting Hamas is a pretty good barrier to entry for people, you know, earning a solid living at Chase Manhattan Bank, or it should be. University of Washington had a mass pro-Hamas protest as well. Here is what that looked like. Palestine is our demand! No peace on stolen land! No peace on stolen land! So this is Antifa joined together with Palestinian advocates, of course, and when I say Palestinian, I mean Hamas advocates. And remember, all the talk about how Hamas is separable from the movement isn't trying to separate Hamas from it, I notice. Just the thing I notice. Have you heard a single call for Hamas to turn over the hostages? From any of these people? Any call? Any? Bueller? Of course not. They don't care. They're perfectly happy for Jewish hostages to be murdered in tunnels. They don't care. They don't give a shit. They don't care whether Gazan civilians die. Has there been any call for, because you know what Israel said? They turned off the water and power. And Israel said, by the way, we'll turn it back on if you give us our hostages. And everybody goes, how could they turn off the water and power? Well, I noticed that's a conditional statement. If you turn the hostages over, we will turn back on the water and power. And it seems like not an unreasonable demand since you are holding babies and women and Holocaust survivors. That seems like, by the way, you're holding a dozen Americans. It seems like not the most unreasonable, but has one protester said that Hamas might want to turn those people over? Not one. Has one protester acknowledged that if Hamas would stop all of this, if they would turn into a legit government, which is what Israel wanted them to do for 20 years, after handing over the entire Gaza Strip to them, that none of this would have happened? That civilian deaths are on the hands of... Of course not. Are there any demands on the governing body in the Gaza Strip, which is Hamas, to protect civilians? No, of course not. Because the goal is the destruction of Israel. And if they can't do it by running into Israel and murdering every civilian, then they will attempt to do it by relieving the international legitimacy of Israel by planting babies directly in front of military targets. That's precisely what they are doing right now. Again, these campuses, which are supposed places of safety and openness and diversity, well, when it comes to Jewish students feeling, you know, just a little threatened by people who are now defending mass murder of Jews, then, of course, there's nothing to be done. Here are Jewish students at University of Washington witnessing this pro-Hamas rally and being told by the authorities, well, you know, that's just the way that it goes. Now, listen, free speech is indeed free speech. Also, free speech has never obtained at these campuses. I've been banned from half these campuses for trying to just speak about things like economics. These are places where, again, if you use the wrong pronoun, it will put you in the gulag. But if you say Jews should be murdered en masse and it's justified, then if a Jew gets upset, that's obviously, free speech. That's when the free speech bone kicks back in. Interesting. Interesting how your standard kicks back in the minute the Jews are the victims.
They want our people dead. They want us killed.
Again, it's a micro. Why would Jews live in fear after 1,300 of them were slaughtered, and then all of their advocates come out on campus rallying for the slaughterers? Why would they be afraid? In the world of microaggressions, I notice that there are certain microaggressions you guys do not seem to care, macroaggressions rather, that you don't seem to care very much about at all. Now I get back to this question of how much support does Hamas have in the so-called moderate Palestinian community or pro-Palestinian community? And the answer is I'm still looking for the people who are wildly attempting to dissociate from Hamas at this point. Where are they? Like, really, where are they? I'm going to give you an example. So there's a Palestinian-American activist and a human rights attorney named Noura Erekat, who's on with Katie Tur. The media, by the way, are desperately searching for a Palestinian advocate who will dissociate from Hamas and say that Hamas is utterly unjustified, a garbage organization and terror organization. They can't find anybody. They can't find anybody. You know why? Because it turns out that these folks don't think like you. They don't think like you. They don't think it's bad. They don't think it is inarguably bad to kill babies. They don't. I don't know what else to tell you. They're saying it to your face. I'm not saying it. They're saying it. How many times do they have to say it before you believe it? It's not even me characterizing what they're saying. It's them saying it. So here is a moderate Palestinian-American activist and human rights attorney. This is what human rights attorneys do, is they worry deeply about the legitimacy of Hamas. They worry deeply about how much Hamas was provoked to this. This is Noura Erekat saying that Israel is responsible for all of it.
Noura, the images that we've been seeing for the past 6 days, both inside of Gaza and the images of what happened to the Israeli citizens, both have been so gut-wrenching, so difficult to watch. It makes it feel like there is an intractability to this fight. As you've been studying this, what can happen next?
Thank you, Katie. These are indeed gut-wrenching images, but they are also preventable images and preventable mass atrocities. The condition that the largest crime in the The condition that sustains this violence is the crime of apartheid and the apartheid system that Israel oversees, and that the United States has been the primary supporter of in military, financial, and diplomatic support.
Okay, by the way, Noura Arakat, again, a human rights attorney. She's very much in favor of human rights. She says that Hamas is a political movement. Here she is explaining. It's a political movement, guys. It's not a terror group that murders civilians and aims rockets at babies and murders children in their bed and rapes women. They're a political movement, don't you see? These are the moderates. These are the moderates. Where are the moderates, guys? Where are they? Honestly, where are you? Israel's been searching for the moderates for like 40 years. Israel does not want to govern 2 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. They don't. They wanted not to govern it so strongly, they handed it over to a terrorist group. Israel wants so strongly not to govern areas like Jenin, they handed it over to Yasser Arafat, an actual terrorist who actively shot Jews. Like, that's how much they don't want to govern it. By the way, not just Israel. I've mentioned this before. Israel tried to turn over the Gaza Strip to Egypt. You know what Israel, Egypt said? They're like, no, we don't want them. Are you out of your mind? They tried to turn over places like Jenin to Jordanian control. The Jordanians like, are you kidding me? No way. But don't worry. Hamas is a legit political group. Where are the moderates? Where are they? Where are they? See, it turns out that all your crap about the peace process, it requires a peace partner. But if there is no peace partner, so you're just going to wish cast your way into a peace partner, it ain't going to work. Again, these are the moderates. The moderates say that Hamas is a political movement.
And a unity government, I think Hamas can stay.
Whether or not they can or cannot stay is not the issue, because the alternative of what you're saying is that we decimate Hamas. And I have to remind viewers, Hamas is a political movement comprised of Palestinians who believe in a freedom struggle forward. They are not merely these sensational images that you see. The members of Hamas that you saw recently, right? I just want to make clear to people that these are not monsters who emerge from underground just wanting to terrorize Israelis. These are young men who have only grown up under siege for the past 17 years, who have been subject to four large-scale offensives that have bombed them in their homes, that have targeted medics and hospitals and water supplies, that have refused...
Remember, they're not monsters. The people who rape women and kidnap babies and kill them, they're not monsters, she says. She says it. By the way, what present... The context-free insanity of what she's saying here. They've been the victims of ground... Pray tell, what might have preceded those ground incursions that Israel had to fight? Or the aerial bombardment that Israel had to use in the Gaza? What might have preceded that? Oh, was it thousands of rockets falling on Israeli cities? Might it have been that? The gall of these people, and the media buy it, because they don't want to believe it. They can't believe it. They refuse to believe it. It undermines their entire worldview. If there are people who have cultures that are inferior, it undermines their entire... I'm sorry, any culture that calls Hamas freedom fighters and talks about the victimization of people who murder babies in their cribs, that is an inferior culture. And if you can't say that, there is something wrong with you. But there is something wrong with the media. The thing that is wrong with the media is they hate their own culture so much that they cannot even deal with the idea that there are superior and inferior cultures, and they've surrendered. And when you surrender, you lose. By the way, again, not just a problem for our media. It is also a problem internationally. The number of mass protests that we are seeing all around the world in favor of Hamas should be truly terrifying to Westerners who actually care about, Western values. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, if you've got loved ones who depend on you, why leave anything up to chance in a worst-case scenario? Life insurance gives your family a safety net that can cover expenses so they won't have to worry about money while getting back on their feet. Policy Genius makes finding the right policy simple, and their team of licensed experts are on hand to help talk you through it. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies starting at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius knows how valuable your time is. Their tech makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks and find your lowest price. Policy Genius is for parents, caregivers, and anyone else who has people who depend on them. They simplify the process of getting life insurance so you can protect the people you love. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Again, PolicyGenius.com. Go check them out right now. Life insurance, really important. Check it off your list today, PolicyGenius.com. Alrighty, coming up, it's not just here at home, it's overseas. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1-gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1-gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Look at the size of that protest. Look at the size of the number of people who love Hamas, who love baby murder. Look at that. Astonishing. And they're saying it out loud. All the quiet parts they say out loud. All of them. Does the West have any obligation? I have a question. Does the West have any obligation to absorb people who cheer the murder of babies? I just have a question. Like, what obligation do we, the West, have to take in people from a culture that says that what Hamas just did is totally fine and part of a broader struggle? And if you feel that the West has that obligation, I ask you a question. Why don't you have some of these people in your house? Seriously, welcome on in. You want them in? You take them. What's the problem? After all, it's a multicultural world and we're all the same underneath. Hey, how about London? Well, we know London's been a serious problem in terms of its danger for Jews for quite a while. Here's just the latest protest. This is one of the smaller protests in recent days. Yeah, here they are, carrying smoke and Palestinian flags and all the rest of this. Again, this is in the aftermath of attacks on Jews. That's what this is. Okay, so all of this is part and parcel of this group of people. And when I say this group of people, I mean Hamas and its supporters, who are playing a sucker's game with you. And the sucker's game is that you are a fool and you will revert back to your priors. That is the sucker's game. And you probably will. The West probably will, because the West does not have any sort of cojones about its own values at all. None. So they are immediately shifting the focus to what's going on in Gaza. That's fine. We should be focusing on what is going on in Gaza. Tremendous human suffering in Gaza. Every bit of it is Hamas's fault. Every single part of it is Hamas's fault. I'll say it again. For those too slow to understand, I'll say it real slow in small words. Israel abandoned the Gaza Strip in 2005. It is now 2023. Hamas has ruled the Gaza Strip since 2006. It is now 2023. Hamas is in control of the Gaza Strip. Hamas is holding hostages. Hamas is in control of its own civilians. Those civilians live under the rule of the Hamas government in the Gaza Strip. Those civilians are Hamas's responsibility. It is a war crime to put your civilian in front of military targets. Every ounce of blood that is spilled, every building that is taken down, every ugly photo you see from Gaza is on Hamas. It is that simple. There is no duality about this. Have I been unclear? Please explain the flaw in this particular thinking. I'm waiting. Naturally, the Hamas advocates, they've now decided that they have degrees in international law, which is exciting. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, one of our most brilliant expositors of international law, being a bartender and all, she says, this is collective. She's talking about the cutoff of water and power to the Gaza Strip. The Israeli energy minister, Katz, he said no electrical switch will be turned on, no water hydrant will be opened, no fuel truck will enter until the Israeli abductees are returned home. Well, again, seems like a conditional statement. At this point, AOC could say, you know what? They're holding like a bunch of Americans. But is she calling for the return of the hostages? Of course not. Of course not. Instead, she's saying that America has to draw a line with the Israelis. With the Israelis. The real war crime is Israel fighting Hamas. Yeah, she's a genius, folks. Slow clap for you geniuses who decided to make her the face of your party.
Our responsibility is to the stability and the security of the region. That means being able to support, yes, Israel in its defensive capacities, right? In its
ability not support Israel.
Context. That the United States has a responsibility to ensure accountability to human rights, to prevent the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians, and to ensure that horrors do not happen in the names of victims who do not want their tragedy used to justify further violence and injustice.
She's going to speak on behalf of the dead Jews in Kfar Aza. She's going to speak on behalf of the dead Jews in Sderot. She's going to speak on behalf of the grandparents who watched their grandchildren be murdered in cold blood. She's going to speak on their behalf. I want every Democrat who has defended this. I want them explaining what she meant by that. What did she mean when she just said that in the name of it, they don't want their victimhood to be used to justify this? You're speaking on behalf of the dead bodies in Kfar Be'eri? In Kibbutz Be'eri? That's who you're speaking on behalf of? Let me explain something. That's not how international law works. Geneva Conventions, Article 29, the party to the conflict, in whose hands protected persons may be, is responsible for the treatment accorded to them by its agents, irrespective of any individual responsibility which may be incurred. When Hamas, in other words, for those who can't read and don't speak legal, what that means is that if you are the governing party and you have civilians and you put them in front of military targets, that is your fault. Article 28, the presence of a protected person, that would be a civilian, may not be used to render certain points or areas immune from military operations, which is precisely what left-wing morons are claiming today. That basically murdered Jews plus I hide behind children means immunity. Geneva Convention 3, no prisoner of war may at any time be sent to or detained in areas where he may be exposed to the fire of the combat zone, nor may his presence be used to render certain points or areas immune from military operations. That sound familiar? Like, don't put hostages in the line of fire, which is exactly what they've been doing. How about the 1977 Additional Protocol 1, Article 51.7 says, quote, the parties to the conflict shall not direct the movement of the civilian population or individual civilians in order to attempt to shield military objectives from attacks or to shield military operations. You may have noticed that that's precisely what Hamas is doing. Israel is currently telling people to leave, and Hamas is currently telling them to stay, to use them as human shields. It's clear under international law that a country has the ability to defend itself. And it is also clear under international law that human rights violator is the person who stations babies in front of its rockets. But I can't get over AOC saying that. I can't get over her saying that she speaks in the name of the victims to leave Hamas alone. And there are no words. There are no words. We've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with all of the updates. You can only hope and pray for better news. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's defense forces are beginning to shell parts of northern Gaza as ground troops and equipment are beginning to cross the border into some limited raids. It's early morning on the seventh day of the war with Hamas. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu, telling him that the U.S. stands with him and his government in the war, and he drew a comparison between Hamas and another terrorist group.
As a former commander of Central Command, the deliberate cruelty of Hamas vividly reminds me of ISIS. Bloodthirsty, fanatical, and hateful.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network earlier this week, Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, who's a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said Israel is justified in mounting their ground assault inside Gaza despite the likelihood of civilian casualties.
There are so many differentiating elements here, but one of them is they go after the terrorist extremists. They go after civilians. Western democracies like us and the Israelis don't, and people need to remember that. But yes, this is a just war.
House Republicans nominate Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan to be their next speaker. Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn told reporters that Republicans are going to come back next week, hopefully close to a consensus.
In the secret ballot, 55 said they would support.
Jordan's going to continue trying to find a vote.
Yes, he's asked everybody to come forward over the next few days, and right now it looks like we're going to readjourn and vote on Tuesday.
Steve Scalise was nominated on Wednesday, but after failing to get enough support to win a floor vote, the Louisiana Republican dropped out yesterday. Jim Jordan's going to have to go through the same process. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for the last 11 days. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This decade may be the worst one yet to retire in. That's why you need the most current retirement information. For more than 30 years, Bob Carlson has been helping investors stay ahead of turbulent markets and money-grubbing politicians. Now, more than ever, you need to subscribe to Bob Carlson's Retirement Watch. Bob makes sure his Retirement Watch readers are getting independent advice on all aspects of retirement. It's advice you won't get anywhere else. When you subscribe to Retirement Watch, you'll get 12 months of the newsletter. You'll also get 5 model portfolios. Plus, you'll get immediate access to the Retirement Watch private website with tons of special reports. You'll also get an online spending calculator to help you deal with inflation. Plus, exclusive conference calls with Bob Carlson, answering your retirement questions live. All for as little as $49.95. Try it for 30 days, and if you're not satisfied, cancel and we'll refund your money. Sound fair? Sign up today at RetirementElders.com. RetirementElders.com. That's RetirementElders.com.
Kim Jong-un is sticking his nose in Russia's war with Ukraine.
Our information indicates that in recent weeks, North Korea has provided Russia with more than 1,000 containers of military equipment and munitions. Today, we are releasing imagery showing the movement of these containers from the DPRK into Russia by ship.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Pyongyang is seeking Russia's aid in exchange.
In return for support, we assess that Pyongyang is seeking military assistance from Russia, including fighter aircraft, surface-to-air missiles, armored vehicles, ballistic missile production equipment, or other materials and other advanced technologies.
Speculation about a possible North Korean plan to refill Russia's munition stores flared last month when North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia to meet with President Putin and visit some key military sites. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Let's get a look at how the business week ended with John Scott.
Stocks mostly fell after getting pulled in opposite directions by competing waves of optimism and fear. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5%. Worries about escalating violence in Gaza's latest war sent oil prices jumping and treasury yields falling. A survey also showed sentiment among U.S. consumers souring on fears about inflation, but several of the biggest U.S. banks at the same time said fits were better during the summer than feared. That offered hope for the reporting season that just got underway.
The Dow closed 39 points lower at 33,670. The Nasdaq fell 167 points to 13,407. The S&P 500 shed 21 points to finish at 33.27, and New York oil gained $4.78 to $87.69 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join One Safe Place for an electrifying night of glamour and show-stopping performances. October 21st, the Cascade Theater in Reading will host the dazzling final edition of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta Style. Talented professional dancers will compete for the Champions Trophy. Your golden tickets for the show are on sale now at ospshasta.org or go to cascadetheater.org. Brought to you in part by Reading Rancheria, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCNR. Be a part of something truly extraordinary, because at One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Let's talk about how all this happened. It happened because we in the West don't understand our enemies, and they know that, and they exploit that. In 2004, President George W. Bush gave an address at the United Nations in which he said one of the most naive things any president has ever said. He said, this is a direct quote, "When it comes to the desire for liberty and justice, there is no clash of civilizations. People everywhere are capable of freedom and worthy of freedom. The desire for freedom resides in every human heart." It's a direct quote from George W. Bush, 2004. That was idiocy then, and it's idiocy now. It is simply not true. People have many different priorities. For a lot of people, their priority is not freedom, Western notions of freedom. It's adherence to fundamentalist interpretation of Quranic law. For many, their priority isn't economic development. It's belief in the murder of Jews across the world. But this peculiar Western belief system that everyone wants freedom has led the West down two separate and equally stupid paths. Path number one, which we saw over the course of the last 25 years, was nation building. That's what happened in Afghanistan and Iraq. The West fooled itself into believing that tribal peoples with different priorities really, really wanted iPhones and sexual liberation, and that if we offered those things, they would welcome us with open arms. Instead of pursuing a realistic foreign policy designed to protect America's interests, we launched off into a utopian world of our own making, and we failed. Yet we continue to pursue that path today. We continue to act as though, for example, it is Israel's job to build up the infrastructure in Gaza or provide them water and power, even while Hamas murders babies in their cribs and put its own civilians in harm's way. That's ridiculous, and it's going to fail. Path number two was the path of willful ignorance. You see, if we all have the same priorities, we can negotiate with anyone and everyone. In fact, everyone is reasonable. Everyone wants the same thing. Even if things get a little out of hand from time to time, even if a couple of weeks a year rockets fly from Gaza into Tel Aviv, that's just the frustration of reasonable people with reasonable priorities, and it's just all a cycle of violence. This path leads to failure and mass death. It lulls the West, including Israel, into a false sense of security. People who have different priorities, monsters like Hamas, take advantage. Today I want to show you a tape. It's been released on RT, which is the Russian propaganda channel. It's an interview with senior Hamas official Ali Baraka. It just happened over the course of the last 48 hours. He explains everything that just happened. He explains what happened in this mass terror attack, the worst terror attack since 9/11 in the West, an intelligence failure that is way worse than 9/11, by the way. He explains everything. We need to go through it in detail so you can see just what a lie we all fell for, so many Americans fell for. That everybody has the same priorities, and why that big lie is going to get more innocent children, women, and men murdered, raped, and burned. So here is the tape. Again, this is a senior Hamas official on RT speaking in Arabic, talking about exactly how Hamas perpetrated this massacre. We're going to stop and start it because we need to explain exactly what he is saying in detail. He's just saying all the quiet parts out loud. In the past couple of years, he says, Hamas has adopted a rational approach. It did not go into any war and did not join the Islamic Jihad in its recent battle. But all of this was Hamas's strategy in preparing for this attack. Of course, we made them think that Hamas was busy governing in Gaza, that it wanted to focus on the 2.5 million Palestinians in Gaza and has abandoned the resistance altogether. All the while, under the table, Hamas was preparing for this big attack. Pause it there for a second. Okay, so let me point out right from the outset. He is saying, right from the outset, it was a lie. We never cared about the 2.5 million Palestinians who are now hearing about living in Gaza. Because this is the game. They play on you believing that they care. So when Israel strikes at Hamas targets and hits the civilians that Hamas is deliberately putting in the way, then it's Israel's fault. Because after all, what kind of human beings wouldn't care if their own babies are getting killed? And the answer is Hamas. As far as the notion that Hamas was ever a reasonable actor, Israel lulled itself into a sense of complacency about this. Well, sure, they'll launch a few rockets every so often, you know, mostly just to prove to their own people that they're still a terrorist group. But in reality, they want to be like a normal governing power. They actually want to be a normal governing power. That is a lie. It is a lie. Every bit of money that flowed into Gaza over the course of the last 20 years was used by Hamas for purposes of murdering Jews. All that money was being used by Hamas for purposes of murdering Jews. Let's continue with the tape. He says, where would Netanyahu take the Israelis who are attacked? To Tel Aviv? We bombed Tel Aviv on the first day of the attack. Does he want to take them to the Galilee? The northern front with Lebanon has opened today. The Galilee is no longer safe for the Zionist enemy. We can bomb the Galilee from inside occupied Palestine. In order to keep the attack secret and successful, he says, the different factions and our allies did not know the zero hour. But after half an hour, all the Palestinian resistance factions were contacted, as were our allies in Hezbollah and Iran. Okay, pause it there for a second. They have state sponsorship. The Turks, he says, were also notified. They had state sponsorship and state sign-off from Iran, from Hezbollah, as soon as it was going. They let all these people know. The Turks, Iran, Hezbollah. Those are all parties that have the same exact world priority as Hamas, who don't care about their own citizens. I mean, just look at what's going on in Iran literally every day of the week. Look at how Lebanon, which was once considered a rose in the Middle East, has devolved into complete chaos and tyranny. He continues. A meeting was held with them 3 hours later at 9 a.m. We updated anyone who contacted us. Even the Russians sent a message and inquired, he says. And they were updated about the situation and about the goals of the war. Soon the Russians were brought into the loop. It was all planned, in other words. The most important part of what the senior Hamas official is saying is the very first part. They don't give a good damn about the people in Gaza. They don't care. It was all a lie. They don't care. In fact, they say they don't give any about their own people. They don't. They don't care. In fact, the highest aspiration is death. I'm not saying that. They say that. They say it, and they say it out loud, and they assume that you are so sophisticated that you know better than they do what they are thinking and saying. They say it right to your face. They say it directly to your face. And then you're like, no, no, it can't be. It just can't be. It must be the Israelis' fault somehow. Here is, again, senior Hamas official Ali Baraka yesterday on RT saying exactly the priorities, exactly what the priorities are. The Israelis are known to love life, he says. We, on the other hand, sacrifice ourselves. We consider our dead to be martyrs. The thing any Palestinian desires the most is to be martyred for the sake of Allah, defending his land. We've been preparing for this for 2 years. Okay, that's enough. That's the thing. Okay, right there. He just says it. And this has been the line. By the way, this is the line in all of the radical Islamic fundamentalist world. It's the line for PA. It's the line for Islamic Jihad. It's the line for Hamas. It's the line for Hezbollah. It's the line for Iran. They love life, we love death is their line. That is their line. So when you say, why don't they care about their kids? Maybe the way they care about their kids is that when their kids die, they think that they're martyrs. They think they've done something good, apparently. We don't care about our people is a way of saying we care about their souls, you see. You see, it's a different kind of logic, as Robert Malley might say. It's a different kind of thought. Okay, but in traditional Western thought, the way you care about your kids is not by killing them. And the way that you care about your citizens is not by putting them directly in the line of an airstrike so that you can sit underground waiting to kill Jews. But they don't think like we do. That's the whole point. And they know that you won't believe them. They know you won't believe them. They can say it directly to their own people. They can say it clearly on TV over and over. And you still won't believe them. That's how stupid they think you are. And, by the way, that's how stupid the West is. The West is so stupid that we believe that in the end this can be negotiated with. That in the end, whatever human rights atrocities happen in Gaza as a direct result of Hamas doing what it is doing right now. And it is a human rights atrocity to put your headquarters under a hospital. It is a human rights atrocity to plant your weapons underneath mosques. It is a human rights atrocity to put weaponry in schools and kindergartens, which is something Hamas does. But they know that you won't believe they're doing it. You won't believe it because it'll boggle your mind. But you will believe that the Jews are the bad guys. That's what they're counting on. That you will believe that the Jews are the bad guys. Even after the Jews get slaughtered in their beds, you will believe that if only the Jews had just given a little more, only a little more. Now, this does betray something else about the West. A latent Jew hatred that exists across the West. Because let's be real about this. None of this conversation was happening after 9/11. When a lot of conversation in the United States about, well, you know, when we go in and we bomb from 30,000 feet and we kill a load of civilians, the real question is the human rights. Are we being careful enough? Should it be a short term, short duration? After you kill 3,000 Americans, you know what happens? We flatten you. That's what happens. But when Israel has its borders permeated by terrorists who murder 1,300 Jews, murder 1,300 Jews in a widespread assault lasting hours on end, when that happens, then it's like, well, those Jews, man, you know, they really got to be a little more careful, those Jews. Why can't they just be more careful? If only they had given a little bit harder. There's something going on that is simply beyond Western ignorance, and it gets into something much deeper and darker. And by the way, everyone bought it. Everyone on the left at least bought it. And people who said that it wasn't true, those people were marginalized. People who said, wait, no. Hamas, it's true, the Palestinian Authority too, they care significantly more about killing Jews than they care about the well-being of their own citizens. Everybody in the West went, no, that can't be true. That can't be true. Here, for example, is Robert Malley. So Robert Malley was, until the last 5 minutes, the Biden negotiator with Iran. Robert Malley is so radical that in 2008, Barack Obama selected him as a foreign policy advisor to his campaign. And he had to be thrown off of the campaign in 2008 because he was holding secret conversations with Hamas. This is back in 2008. So the Biden administration brought Robert Malley back in to hold conversations with Iran. And then, as it turns out, Robert Malley very well may have been effectively a spy for the Iranians. Here is Robert Malley, so co-opted by the perspective that everyone is reasonable, everyone is rational, they're all on the same side. Here is Robert Malley describing Hamas and Hezbollah just a few years ago.
It's a mistake to only think of them in terms of their terrorist violence dimension. They're social political movements, probably the most rooted movements in their respective societies. Hamas, not a majority among Palestinians by any means, but very deeply rooted. It's been, it was born in the first Palestinian Intifada in the 1980s. It has deep loyalty. It has a charity organization, a social branch. It's not something you can defeat militarily either, and people need to understand that. There's so much misinformation about them. I mean, I speak to them, my colleagues speak to them. Now, we may disagree with them, but they have their own rationality. That's the one thing to understand. These are not, none of them are crazies. They may do things that we consider to belong to a different realm of rationality, but within their own system, it's often very logical.
It's often very logical, and you see, they do social work, does Hamas. So they're like legitimate people that we can have conversations with. This has been the governing philosophy of the West, in many parts of the right, as well as the left, for the last several decades when it comes to the Middle East. And it was all a lie. It was clearly a lie. And it's a self-flattering lie because it gives you the off-ramp. Everybody wants a solution to every problem. I get it. I also want solutions to every problem. Not every problem has a good and easy solution, particularly not a good and easy solution that involves you sitting down at a table and writing some words and signing a piece of paper. It is not a shock, therefore, that Robert Malley, who was placed on leave earlier this year for allegedly mishandling classified material, it turns out that he was probably in bed with the Iranians. According to the New York Post, the Biden administration's former special envoy to Iran should face extensive scrutiny for his permissive stance toward the Tehran regime after it aided Hamas and Hezbollah in carrying out terrorist attacks against Israel, critics said on Monday. Representative Daryl Issa of California told the New York Post Robert Malley deserves extensive scrutiny yesterday, today, and tomorrow. After the Wall Street Journal reported that Iran was implicitly involved, and by the way, Hamas again saying that Iran was involved in all of this. ISIS said Malley and others created an incredibly permissive environment for Hamas, for Iran, to do all of these things. That is Gabriel Naranja, former special advisor on Iran at the State Department. Naranja served under Secretary of State Mike Pompeo under Trump, said Malley and his negotiating team, quote, purposefully funneled billions of dollars to Iran through lack of sanctions enforcement and provision of sanctions relief that has given them somewhere between $50 and $80 billion over the last 2.5 years alone. A senior House Republican aide told the New York Post the cash influx followed an even more generous payout of $1.7 billion that the Obama administration made to Iran in 2016. Okay, and this is all driven, again, by that myth. By that myth that they all think like we do. We don't understand our enemies. And so we assume that they actually care about their own people, but they don't care about their own people. More on this coming up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Judith Butler, feminist theorist, who for sure would be dead if she lived in Hamasistan. If she lived in the Gaza Strip, Judith Butler would have been tossed off a building decades ago. Here is Judith Butler defending Hamas.
I think, understanding Hamas, Hezbollah as social movements that are progressive, that are on the left, that are part of a global left, is extremely important. That does not stop us from being critical of certain dimensions of both movements. It doesn't it doesn't stop those of us who are interested in nonviolent politics from raising the question of whether there are other options besides violence. So again, a critical, important engagement. I mean, I certainly think it should be entered into the conversation on the left.
There it is. Judith Butler standing for Hamas and Hezbollah, who would certainly murder her if she were living in their territory. Now, the reason this is all relevant is because all of the narrative in the current Middle East situation is going to shift very quickly. And it's going to shift very quickly because people go back to their political priors. Their political priors, very often, are just oriented toward the hands-off, don't care, cycle of violence, who am I to take sides, I don't know anything, that book. And people have the blinders stripped from their eyes for just a moment, and then they'll go right back to priors, because this is what people do. Since biblical times, when God literally spoke to the Israelites, and then 5 seconds later they were building a golden calf, this is how people are. For just a moment in time, clarity strikes them, and then the clarity goes away, and they go right back to what they were doing 5 seconds ago. And so the way that that is going to take place is you're going to see a bunch of people who express tremendous sympathy for the now 1,300 dead Jews in Israel. They're going to express sympathy for the parents of the burned babies. They're going to express sympathy for the husbands of the raped wives and the kidnapped. They're going to express sympathy for that. And then the entire narrative is going to shift because Israel is going to do what it has to do in order to stop Hamas from ever being a threat to its citizenry again, as any normal nation would. You're already starting to see it on social media. All of the narrative has now shifted toward what's happening in Gaza. It's so terrible what's happening in Gaza. Now, the only way to make that shift is if you assume that what's happening in Gaza is now Israel's fault, as opposed to it's Hamas's fault. Now, here is how to think about this morally. If I burn down your house and murder your children, and then I go back to my house and I hide behind my child, and the police show up to arrest me or to shoot me, and I hide behind my child, it is my responsibility that I'm hiding behind my child. That would be my fault, right? I would be the evil actor in this scenario, and you would not call off the attempt to arrest or shoot me if I had burned down your house and murdered your child. You would not. No person would. It's insane to suggest otherwise. But the world is immediately going to shift into that mode. Now, here's the problem. Hamas, as the senior Hamas official says, they've spent the last 2.5 years building up for precisely this scenario. A big question. Easy question. If Hamas had not been building for this scenario, how are rockets still today, 5 days after these attacks, being fired into Israel? What does that mean? It means they have an extensive terror network underground. They built this extraordinary tunnel network using every bit of cement they could find over the last 20 years that was supposed to be used for building infrastructure. But again, they don't give a shit about the people living in Gaza. And so they took all of that and they built a bunch of tunnel systems. They're living down there with their air conditioning and their generators. And meanwhile, on the surface, they're telling people not to leave the populated areas that Israel is going to have to clear and bomb so as to prevent this thing from turning into urban warfare. That is their goal. So Israel is doing what it has to do. What Israel is doing, militarily speaking, is they are clearing the ground. They're blowing up all these buildings, and they're essentially turning it into flat ground. And then they're going to have to go into the ground invasion, and they're going to have to smoke out Hamas terrorists who are hiding underground in these tunnels. That's what's going on right now. And the world is going to instead decide that because Hamas is literally telling civilians not to leave the area so that they get killed, that Israel is supposed to call off its attack and leave Hamas in place. Leave Hamas in power, which, by the way, is an impossibility. It is an impossibility on every score. The reason it's an impossibility is twofold. One, you simply, for reasons of justice and decency, cannot let the people who just murdered your children live. You can't do that. And two, the way that policy works in the Middle East is that every demonstration of military weakness is an encouragement of further violence. If Hamas is still ruling the Gaza Strip at the end of all of this, the chances that Hezbollah is going to launch an invasion from the north at some point are extremely high. Like the first available opportunity, because there will be a sense that Israel is vulnerable. Israel's invulnerability was its greatest asset, and that invulnerability was punctured by a bunch of terrorists rushing through the border and killing babies. That's what has just happened. And so Israel has to restore that sense of invulnerability, impregnability, and military stability. That's what Israel has to restore here. So on the ground, they actually have to restore the situation, and then to a broader world of radical Muslims who wish to murder every Jew in their bed, they have to restore the idea that if you cross us, we will kill you. Right? That's what Israel has to do here. And the world is immediately shifting back into cycle of violence mode. You can see it happening in real time. And they are doing so despite the fact that, again, everything that is happening in the Gaza Strip is the fault of Hamas. Everything. Let me take a quick example. So right now, Israel has turned off the water and the power. And they've announced the water and power in the Gaza Strip are going to remain off until Hamas releases the 100 or so hostages that they are currently holding. And already you're starting to hear rumblings from the world. Oh, well, that, isn't that collective punishment? And the answer is, well, when Hamas has honeycombed itself into these areas, how exactly would you expect Israel to accomplish its goals? I wasn't aware that after you murder everybody's children, they have an obligation to provide you water and power. I was under the weird impression that Israel has a moral obligation greater than the governing body of the Gaza Strip to the Gazan citizens to protect them. Israel's using that responsibility, by the way, by actively warning people out of these areas, trying to push people out of the areas. One of the reasons for turning off the water and power is because the only people right now in these areas who have water and power are the people underground. Everyone else doesn't have water and power. You turn off the water and power, presumably people will leave because they don't have water and they don't have power. And so they will leave those areas. And everybody who's underground in the tunnels, who does have water and power, because again, they misdirected every piece of money, every piece of material into building these terror tunnels. Those people will remain. That's the entire strategy. But the world is, of course, going to shift into decrying Israel mode. Oh, their military tactics are too... Oh, it's too terrible. And it's a moral equivalent. It's the same thing if Israel attempts to bomb a Hamas headquarters and Hamas hides behind a child, as if Hamas breaks into Israel and then, once again, burns entire families in their homes. Exactly the same thing. Coming up, more updates from on the ground. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Think Pink Day is coming up October 19th, featuring the Think Pink Bag Giveaway at Tri-County's Banks on Hilltop Drive and South Street from 6 to 9 a.m. Later that day, the Think Pink Sundial Resource Fair is from 5 to 8 p.m. at the annual Think Pink Bridge Lighting at the Sundial Bridge. Think Pink calendars and bags will be available, along with NorCal Think Pink swag available for purchase. See you on Think Pink Day!
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lauren Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
95. State 95.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. There's an unasked question that I think needs to be asked. People, Israel is cutting off the water. I have a question. Why doesn't Gaza have water? Real question. Why doesn't Gaza have water? You may have noticed, if you live in the United States or any other decent country, that if you live in a far-flung village on a hill somewhere, you have water and you have power. Isn't that weird? Like, how does that happen? And the answer is, typically speaking, it is not wildly expensive to provide water and power. It actually isn't. Certainly not for the amount of money that's been flowing into the Gaza Strip over the course of the last 20 years. So here's what actually happened with the water and power in Gaza. Hamas stole all the money. And they let people have undrinkable water. Not only did they let people have undrinkable water, they literally banned their own citizens in 2015 from digging wells to get water. Because they don't give a shit about Palestinian civilians. They don't care. They don't care. Again, there's an underground aquifer in the Gaza Strip. But Hamas did not manage the private wells, so the aquifer was then polluted by overpumping and wastewater contamination. And, again, Hamas was shipped water pipes to rebuild its water infrastructure and its sewage infrastructure. What exactly did they do? According to the UK Telegraph, they literally took the pipes that were meant to move potable water in and out of populated areas and sewage out, and they used them to build rockets. This is a film from the Hamas military wing. Okay, and it actually shows them taking pipe that was shipped in foreign aid, cutting it up and using it, relaving it to make rockets to fire at Jews and kill them. That's what Hamas does. That's evil on two scores. One, the attempt to kill Jews, obviously, but two, you care so little about your own population that you won't give them water to drink? You won't give them water to drink? And then it's Israel's responsibility? So you spend the last 20 years having money shipped to you to build water and power infrastructure. You take all that money, use it on guns, terror tunnels, rockets, and then you have the gall to suggest that Israel, the people you just murdered, have a responsibility to provide to you the water and the power? I'm gonna need an explainer on that one. Here's the video, by the way, from Hamas of what they do with the water pipes that are shipped into them as aid. This is according to the UK Telegraph. The EU helped build more than 30 miles of water pipelines for Palestinians. And then Hamas boasted of their ability to forge an arsenal of homemade rockets from water pipes. They literally put out a video of them carving up the water pipes, wearing Hamas headgear. And then according to the UK Telegraph, Brussels has poured over almost 100 million euros into pipeline projects in territories controlled by Hamas over the last decade. And these are videos that Hamas itself put out of relaving the water pipes into rockets to fire at Jews. That is not Jewish propaganda. That is Hamas propaganda. Meanwhile, the EU is still thinking of sending more aid to these people. Is it, like, unbelievable? It's unbelievable. Again, like, it's not as though any of this was a secret. According to Al Monitor, which is a left-wing organization, they say that Hamas banned water wells. This is back in 2021. Quote, Palestinians living, this is Rasha Abu Jalal writing, no, a right-wing Jew. Palestinians living in the border areas of the Gaza Strip rely on wells to secure drinking water and to irrigate their crops, as Hamas-run local municipalities fail to assume their responsibility to supply water to these areas. In an August 25th statement, the Hamas-affiliated Water and Environmental Quality Authority announced a ban against the digging of water wells in all Gaza governance, under the direct pretext of fighting a severe decline in groundwater levels and quality due to over-exploitation of the aquifer into which the wells are drilled. The authority said its decision is based on the Palestinian Water Law No. 3 of 2002, which prohibits unlicensed drilling. Okay, but there's a problem. The authority called on all citizens who already drilled water wells to rectify their legal status in the next 3 months, obtaining a license, but Gazans believe the ban is designed only to obtain money in exchange for issuing license for drilling wells in the first place. Nabil Sultan, a resident of Al Ghal border area in the northern Gaza Strip, told Al Monitor, I've been living in the area for 7 years. The houses are not connected to the water supply or sewage network, so we mainly rely on drilling wells to obtain water. He said the decision would mean that people die of dehydration. By the way, according to the deputy head of the Palestinian Water Authority, this is 2021, his name is Mazen Albana, he told Al Monitor, that there are 10,000 water wells in the Gaza Strip, including 300 wells for the municipalities, 2,700 wells for the agricultural sector, and 7,000 private wells the citizens drilled without obtaining a proper permit. What are the water sources in Gaza? Quote, there are three sources for water in Gaza. 92% of the water is secured from the aquifer. 6% is purchased from Israel. 2% through seawater desalination. So, in other words, they botched the entire water aquifer process. And they stole all the material. And they used it for mill. And now, when there's a human rights problem, because there's not enough water there, whose fault is it? The Israelis. Of course. Meanwhile, by the way, you've noticed a lot of talk about Palestinian civilians and the danger that they are in. You know who knows that? Israel, which is why, again, they've been issuing day after day after day texts and radio messages and internet messages telling people to get out. And people are like, well, where are they going to go? Well, you may notice, if you have eyeballs in a map, that actually the Gaza Strip has two borders. It has a border in the north and the east, which is with Israel, and then it has a southern border. That southern border is with another Arab-Muslim country. Why, what a nice coincidence, and another Arab-Muslim country who must take in its brothers if they wish to preserve their lives. These are innocent civilians, after all. That country is called Egypt. And I noticed that Egypt was asked to provide a corridor for civilians. And you know what Egypt said? They said, no, we're not providing a corridor. That's what they said. Quote, this is the Jerusalem Post. Egypt has discussed plans with the United States and others to provide humanitarian aid through its border with Gaza Strip, but rejects any move to set up safe corridors for refugees fleeing the enclave. You want to know why? Because they are afraid that those civilians are honeycombed with Hamas terrorists, who will then endanger the stability of the Egyptian regime. You know why they might think that? Because, let's see, Palestinian refugees put in danger the stability of the Jordanian regime, which resulted in Black September in the 1970s and the expulsion of tens of thousands of Palestinians from there. They then completely wrecked the regime in Lebanon, turning again a stable Christian-ruled country into a disaster trash heap. They'd completely taken over the Gaza Strip and wrecked it. This would be the PLO followed by Hamas. And Egypt is like, no, we're not interested. So according to the international community, increasingly, the way this works is that the people who are responsible for every aspect of Arab Muslim security in the Gaza Strip are the Jews who just got murdered by Hamas. That's the logic here. And why wouldn't they be? Because after all, aren't we all the same types of people? Aren't we all the same types of people? I would just like to point out at this point once more. No, we are not. No, and you know who says we are not? The commanders of Hamas. Here's Hamas commander Mahmoud al-Zahar. This is 2002, explaining the goals of Hamas.
اليوم أنت تستطيع أن تقول أننا وصلنا إلى حالة الردع والدفاع عن الأرض المحتلة. لما تكلم نحن جيش القدس وجيش
When we speak about the Army of Jerusalem, the Battle of the Promise of the Hereafter, we are not talking about liberating our land alone, he says. We believe in what our Prophet Muhammad said. Allah drew the ends of the world near one another for my sake. And I have seen its eastern and western ends. The dominion of my nation would reach those ends that have been drawn near me. The entire 510 million square kilometers of planet Earth will come under a system where there is no injustice, no oppression, no treachery, no Zionism, no treacherous Christianity, and no killings and crimes like those being committed against the Palestinians and against the Arabs in all Arab countries, in Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and other countries. Are they being unclear? I'm just confused. But they're like you. Robert Malley says that they have their own system of logic, but they're just like you. Meanwhile, they're screaming in your face that they're not like you. They don't give a crap about their own children. They keep saying Gaza is half kids. That's true. So you know what you do if your population is half kids? You don't stack your kids on top of the terror tunnels. You don't hide your rockets inside hospitals. That's exactly what they're doing. You don't deprive those people of water and power on your own. You were the municipal authority. This was your actual job for 20 years. And then start a terror war that results in retaliation in which the water and power are not available to anyone except the fighters living underground, the terrorists living underground. By the way, just to show you how much Hamas cares about the civilians, what exactly are they worried about? So, Khalid Mashal, the leader and founding member of Hamas, gave a speech yesterday, and he asked Muslims around the world for help. What did he ask for? Did he ask for a humanitarian corridor, for example, to allow civilians out of Gaza? No. Did he ask for any sort of real financial help for example, the refugees in Gaza? Of course not. He called for four things. Quote, to show anger, especially next Friday, so it'd be this Friday, in Muslim countries and also among Muslim diaspora around the world. He called it the Friday of Al-Aqsa Flood. And he said this will send a message of rage to Zionists and America, which is why every synagogue in the region, in America, across the world, is taking up new security measures on Friday, as well they should. By the way, the ridiculous propagandizing of Al-Aqsa is it's absurd. The only people who have freedom of worship on the Temple Mount are Muslims. Period. End of story. I've been on the Temple Mount multiple times. I am not allowed to pray there openly. Jordan Peterson's wife, when we went up there, was forced to hide her cross. But don't worry, guys. It's an invasion of them. In any case, he says he asked for financial help from all Muslims around the world to help with their money. He called it financial jihad. He asked Muslims to give to whom? Who did he ask Muslims to the refugees, to the fathers and mothers of the babies being killed in these airstrikes? Nope. To the fighters of Gaza in order to compensate them for the destruction. To the terrorists. He asked political pressure from Muslim leaders in Muslim nations to stop Israel's military invasion of Gaza. Again, no ask from them for, you know, some sort of resources for the millions of refugees who are going to be created by their terror war. And the most important thing, quote, he asked all Muslims around the world to carry jihad by their souls to fight and be martyrs for Al-Aqsa. He wants Muslims to fight against the Jews, starting with Muslims who live in the countries surrounding Israel, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, and Egypt, to go to the borders and try to enter, each by their own means. So he wants more border incursions, which will get civilians killed. People will walk to the border. Israel cannot let people cross those borders, and people will die. And he wants that for the press, because he knows that the gullible, stupid Western press will then pretend that this is a massacre on the part of the Israelis as opposed to an attempted invasion by Hamas. He said, this is the time for jihad to be applied on the ground rather than just in theory. He asked the Mujahideen to go in long caravans to spill their blood on the land of Palestine. He said, funds are important, but today we are asking for your blood and souls. So the question as to what comes next is still very much an open one. Iran obviously knew that Hamas was planning the attacks. The United States is claiming that Iran didn't really know the scale or the size of the attack, but obviously they're providing all of the resources. They're the single biggest funder of Hamas. Joe Biden, again, the Biden administration has had ongoing negotiations with the government of Iran for years at this point. They've handed them billions of dollars in assets. It's one reason for them to downplay exactly what happened here. Meanwhile, Hezbollah is the single biggest recipient of Iranian foreign aid. They receive $700 million a year from Iran. Its missile stockpile runs to 100,000 or more, and those rockets are significantly more accurate and deadly than the Hamas rockets. You know, all of this bodes very ill for the possibility of avoiding a regional war unless the West makes clear this thing has to stay contained. On the Israeli side, Benjamin Netanyahu has now formed a unity government with Benny Gantz, so all of the talk about all the divisions in Israeli society that we've been covering for the last year and a half, all of that stuff went away immediately. I think one thing that's really important to note here, the unity in Israel among the citizens has literally never been greater. The response of Israelis to this is absolutely astonishing. People are flying back in. They're packing all flights back in if they're abroad in order to rejoin the Israeli military reservists who have been called up. Many reservists who have not been called up, they have 150% reporting rate. So literally more people are reporting than have been called up for duty. Civilians are showing up at military bases with food, with clothing, with sleeping bags, with whatever is necessary. If the reservists don't have proper equipment, people are right now in pretty much every community, every Jewish community across the world, organizing shipments of that into Israel. The social solidarity in Israel and the morale in terms of unity has never been higher. Everybody is, of course, deeply disturbed by what happened. Everybody is in a state of mourning, but everybody also understands what has to be done over there. And the videos that have emerged from Israel of the unity are truly amazing. People who 5 seconds ago were at each other's throats over things like judicial reform, all of that's gone by the wayside. And one of my favorite videos is a video of a Tel Aviv restaurant. Tel Aviv is a very left-wing area of Israel. Tel Aviv restaurants, which are very secular and they're not real big on the Orthodox, they have koshered their kitchens because they want to make sure that the Orthodox can actually eat food from their restaurants. That's what's happening. Meanwhile, Benjamin Netanyahu, he has now suggested that the goal is to entirely wipe Hamas off the map, which, of course, it must be for both strategic and geopolitical reasons. You have to wipe Hamas off the map because you have to make sure that they can't do anything remotely like this again. And also, Israel has to restore deterrence, because if the deterrence is not restored, then this is only the beginning for the state of Israel. Already coming up, there are people on the left who are calling for, as you would imagine, immediate ceasefire. Of course, this is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
6895.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the rule apparently is that after you kill somebody else's children, you then get to call for an immediate ceasefire and the left rushes to your aid. All of the worst actors in the world are calling for an immediate ceasefire. Of course, Beijing called for an immediate ceasefire, which is absurd. That is not going to happen. Israel has not even begun at this point. Israel also today had to bomb the airport in Damascus and Aleppo. They had to do that because there was a massive Iranian shipment of arms that was coming in. The strikes targeted runways at the airport to prevent this Iranian flight from landing in Aleppo to ship more weapons over to Hezbollah. An Iranian Mahan Air flight that was about to land in Syria turned back to Tehran. According to the Jerusalem Post, Mahan Air is usually used to transport weapons, operatives, and funds for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Hezbollah into the region. The political response from the United States has been split. To this point, the rhetoric from the Biden administration has been absolutely correct. And it should be, considering that 22 Americans were murdered in this terrorist attack. And there are currently many hostages who are Americans being held in the Gaza Strip. John Kirby, the national security spokesperson, he reported on this yesterday.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing. And that we may, in fact, find out that more Americans are part of the hostage pool.
Well, the Americans obviously have a rather large interest. We, as Americans, have a rather large interest in getting our hostages back. And certainly on a geopolitical level, we have an interest in, one, avoiding a regional war that will undoubtedly break up It's going to happen, okay? There will be a regional war. If Israel does not destroy Hamas, there will be a regional war. It is that simple. Because if they can't destroy Hamas, Hamas will declare victory. Hezbollah will get in. If Hezbollah gets in, Israel will have to destroy Hezbollah. If Israel has to destroy Hezbollah, Syria and the rest of Lebanon will get in. And if they get in, very large possibility Iran gets in. The domino effect has to be stopped right now. And the only way to stop that is by containing this war and allowing Israel to wipe Hamas off the map. That is the only way this happens. Right now, the Biden administration is making the right sounds. Here was Secretary Lloyd Austin yesterday talking about Israel's duty to defend itself.
Additional U.S. military aid to Israel started flowing in yesterday, including key munitions. And we'll be providing more Iron Dome interceptors so that Israel can protect its citizens and cities. And we'll continue to ensure that Israel has what it needs to keep itself and its citizens safe. Like any other country, Israel has the right to defend itself. As the president says, Israel has a duty to defend itself. And make no mistake, the United States will remain able to project power and to direct resources to tackle crises in multiple theaters.
This is why, presumably, the United States has now moved two aircraft carriers into the Mediterranean. And Joe Biden is warning people, do not get involved. Here is Joe Biden talking to Iran yesterday. He said, you better be careful.
You know, I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu for I don't know how many times, but this morning. And already we're surging additional military assistance to the Israeli Defense Force, including ammunition, interceptors to replenish the Iron Dome. And we've moved the U.S. carrier fleet to the Eastern Mediterranean, and we're sending more fighter jets there in that region. And made it clear to the Iranians, be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean, they'd best be careful, because again, if this does broaden out, the consequences are going to be disastrous for everyone involved, but mostly for the Iranian regime. Meanwhile, of course, the response from people on the right has largely been correct. Ron DeSantis, of all the candidates, he and Nikki Haley have, of course, had the strongest responses. Ron DeSantis' response yesterday was excellent. Here was Ron DeSantis talking about what Israel needs to do in the Gaza Strip.
I wondered, as a veteran, what do you think that should look like?
So I think the reason why we've gotten to this point is because for decades, Israel would respond to acts of terror, but they would be very careful to do it in ways that were considered, quote, proportionate, and that would not get them international condemnation, because the minute they start doing anything, they're always under the microscope. Yeah. I think in this situation, we in America, we just got to stand with them. The goal should not be a, quote, proportionate response. It should be the elimination of Hamas and the terrorist infrastructure that has grown up in Gaza. And so that will be something that will be more significant than what Israel's been willing to do in the past. I think they're more than capable of doing it.
That, of course, is exactly right. Meanwhile, President Trump, who, again, was an excellent president for Israel, the best president in Israel's history for Israel, the narcissism of him is obscures his actual political accomplishments. This is the guy who did the Abraham Accords. This is the guy who gave Israel the aid that it needed in the middle of rocket wars with Hamas. And yesterday he chose to bizarrely attempt to humiliate the current prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. Here we go.
I'll never forget that Bibi Netanyahu let us down. That was a very terrible thing. I will say that. And so when I see sometimes the intelligence, you talk about the intelligence, or you talk about some of the things that went wrong over the last week, they've got to straighten it out, because they're fighting potentially a very big force. They're fighting potentially Iran. And when they have people saying the wrong things, everything they say is being digested by these people, because they're vicious and they're smart. And boy, are they vicious, because nobody's ever seen the kind of sight that we've seen. Nobody's ever seen it. But they cannot play games. So we were disappointed by that, very disappointed. But we did the job ourselves, and it was absolute precision, magnificent, beautiful job. And then Bibi tried to take credit for it. That wasn't good. That didn't make me feel too good, but that's all right. So they got to strengthen themselves up.
What? All right. I mean, okay. And President Trump, again, nothing but gratitude for President Trump. As a Jew and as an American, nothing but gratitude for President Trump, which you're a president right now. But the fact of the matter is that that is bizarre stuff. And attacking the prime minister in a current time of war with a unity government in Israel, by the way, with a bunch of people who disagree, but they do agree on the survival of the Jewish state, is a very bizarre move. We've reached the end of the show. Join me back here tomorrow. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's raid early Saturday morning was the first word of troops entering Gaza since Israel launched its round-the-clock bombardment in retaliation for Hamas's massacre of hundreds of civilians in southern Israel last week. A military spokesman said the Israeli ground troops left after conducting the raids. The troop movements, though, did not appear to be the beginning of an expected ground invasion. Pro-Palestinian protests around the world on Friday after a Hamas leader called for a day of jihad. In the U.S., hundreds gathered in a number of cities calling for intifada and kill the Jews in a show of hatred that has been festering all week. President Biden's pledging to do everything possible to find the missing Americans in Israel.
The president and members of his national security team spoke by phone with family members of the 14 Americans still unaccounted for following the deadly attacks against Israel.
I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
Meanwhile, the president is unwavering in his support for Israel, even as he raises humanitarian concerns about innocent civilians in Gaza. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Republicans nominate Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio for the next speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 10 days. Edwin Mora, Washington.
More at townhall.com.
The relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Oil!
From director Kevin Sorbo comes Miracle in East Texas. During the Great Depression, two aging con men peddling shares in worthless oil wells find more than they're looking for.
Lotharians.
He's talking about you.
A tale of hope and redemption.
A true hand-to-God miracle is what it is.
Miracle in East Texas. Starring Kevin Sorbo, John Ratzenberger, Sam Sorbo, and Louis Gossett Jr. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters October 29th and 30th only. Go to MiracleInEastTexas.com.
Wall Street struggled to end the week.
U.S. stocks mostly fell as investors contend with competing waves of optimism and fear. The S&P 500 slipped 0.5% but still held on to weekly gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1% and the NASDAQ Composite fell 1.2%. Several of the biggest U.S. banks said their profits during the summer were better than feared. That offers some hope for an earnings reporting season that may deliver growth after several quarters of contracting profits. But worries about the latest war in Gaza at the same time sent oil prices jumping and treasury yields falling. The survey also showed sentiment among U.S. consumers souring on fears about inflation. Damian Troisi, New York.
By the numbers, the Dow closed 39 points lower at 33,670. The NASDAQ fell 167 points to 13,407. The S&P 500 shed 21 points, ending at 3,327. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Muslims in New York City, especially Palestinians, are concerned about how those folks back home are being treated, as well as the blowback in the Big Apple. Here's Julie Walker with the latest.
At the Islamic Society of Bay Ridge in Brooklyn, prayer services take place. The imam prays for peace, but says Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Zen Ramawi, one of the mosque's founders, is originally from the West Bank and lives here now. He says he understands the imam's message.
Peaceful everywhere we go. Not to fight anybody, not to talk anybody, to control ourselves. If we can send help, allow, we will help. But I don't think so.
Ramawi says that's because of the blockade, which he says will hurt too many innocent people. Julie Walker, New York.
You find more in these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Bye. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, in the midst of all the chaos in the world, the Biden administration and many corporate media outlets took time this week to celebrate National Coming Out Day, but the occasion actually undercut their own narrative. I'll explain. Also, today is supposedly a day of jihad. How should we respond to these kinds of threats? Vivek Ramaswamy and Sean Hannity get into a heated debate, and Dylan Mulvaney wins a prestigious Woman of the Year award. We'll talk about all that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Well, we may have missed it by a few days, but it's never too late to celebrate National Coming Out Day. This is a fake holiday that officially took place a couple of days ago on Wednesday, October 11th. And if I'm being honest, it was everything I hoped it would be and more. It's almost like the holiday was invented as a form of performance art by someone who wants to expose the gender cult and demonstrate how absurd the whole thing is. In fact, that's not a completely inaccurate way to describe the origins of National Coming Out Day, and I'll get to that in a second. But first, it's important to make clear that this holiday was not just some fringe event that nobody cared about. Well, I mean, nobody did care about it, really, but it wasn't fringe because the White House once again celebrated the occasion, held a meeting this time with the Latino LGBTQI plus leaders to mark National Coming Out Day. Various media outlets and social media personalities promoted it. The largest school system in the city of Los Angeles decided to hold an entire week of events to celebrate National Coming Out Day, which doesn't even really make sense. It's supposed to last just one day, but they said, let's make a week out of it. In any event, the idea behind this day or week of celebration is, of course, to encourage young people to tell everyone that they're gay or trans or non-binary or one of the other infinite sexual identities. Apparently, there was no way that people could have done that during Pride Month or International Pronouns Day or the Trans Day of Remembrance or International Lesbian Day, which was also this week, by the way, or any of the other dozens of days on the calendar set aside specifically for LGBT people. They need a separate day just for coming out in mid-October. And this past Wednesday, we're led to believe a bunch of people did just that for the first time in their lives. I guess that's the idea. They announced to the whole world that they're an L or a G or a B or a T or maybe a plus. So what happened next? What grand consequences resulted from this momentous event? Well, that's the good part. As far as I could tell from reviewing all the available data on this, literally nothing happened at all. There was no discernible response whatsoever. There were no reports that anybody was beaten in the aftermath of National Coming Out Day. Nobody was fired from their job for proudly declaring on social media that they're a non-binary or a pansexual or whatever. No homosexuals were accosted. None of them were suspiciously crushed by pianos while they were walking down the street. As far as I know, the world just kept on turning. And nobody cared. And that's why I'm finally getting around to celebrating National Coming Out Day a couple days late. In one fell swoop, this holiday has basically debunked every left-wing narrative of LGBTQ oppression that we've been force-fed for the past several years. Consider that it was just a few months ago that we were told by the so-called Human Rights Campaign that there's a nationwide state of emergency because, quote, LGBTQ plus people are endangered, they claimed. Watch.
The country's largest LGBTQ plus civil rights group is sounding the alarm tonight, saying their community is in a nationwide state of emergency.
CBS 2's Jessica Moore reports on the laws and boycotts prompting the declaration.
In the middle of what should be a joyous month celebrating Pride, the Human Rights Campaign just issued a first-of-its-kind emergency declaration for the LGBTQ plus community. HRC President Kelly Robinson saying, quote, the multiplying threats facing millions in our community are not just perceived. They are real, tangible, and dangerous.
So there's a nationwide state of emergency because there are real, tangible, and dangerous threats to the, quote, LGBT community. That was just 4 months ago that they were saying that. They said that before 4 months ago. They've been saying that for a long time. And then despite those threats, this week these same activist organizations told everyone to publicly announce that they're part of this supposedly victimized club. And a lot of people did heed that call. In fact, NBC News just published an entire list of celebrities who came out of the closet, not just on National Coming Out Day, but throughout the year of 2023. And this happens every year, and every year there are more and more. Some of them are coming out for the second and third and fourth time. Some are coming out as sexualities that don't mean anything, like Wayne Brady, who we talked about, declared that he's a pansexual recently. And yet none of these people, the celebrities, the random kids on social media, none of them have faced any consequence whatsoever, any oppression. Nobody responded to them with bigotry or violence or any of that. Now, does anyone in the corporate media or at the Human Rights Campaign think that that's maybe a little bit odd? You'd think that they'd be thrilled by this news, actually, despite a supposed nationwide terror campaign against LGBTQ plus people. A bunch of people just publicly declared their sexual orientation or gender identity or whatever, and they were perfectly fine. Nothing happened to them. They somehow survived the week, totally unscathed. How could that be? Now, if you listen to what these activists are saying this week, you won't get an answer to that question. They won't grapple with any of that. They won't stop and say, hey, you know, I wonder, is it actually true that LGBT people are oppressed? They're not going to ask that question, but you will get a very clear window into how they think and how effortlessly they will lie to the public and to you. So here, for example, is one representative of the so-called Human Rights Campaign doing the rounds on local news stations to promote National Coming Out Day. And as part of the shtick, it's explained that the murder of Matthew Shepard in 1998 is one of the reasons that the organization is so adamant about promoting National Coming Out Day. And here's that clip. Watch.
And tomorrow, marking 25 years since a heartbreaking yet critical moment for the community, in 1998, 21-year-old openly gay college student Matthew Shepard died after he was brutally beaten, tortured, and tied to a fence in Wyoming. His murder shocked the nation, but galvanized change. Can you talk about that change and the work that still needs to be done?
Yeah, so many people in the LGBTQ plus and allied community remember where they were when they learned that Matthew Shepard had been murdered. And it's in large part because they could see themselves in Matthew. They could see their families in his families. They could see their parents in his mother's tears. And so it did. It galvanized a community. It reminded us the cost of unbridled hatred in this country. And it created change, right? We ushered in new hate crimes legislation. It helped us to have real conversations about how we want to treat each other. And yes, we've made a ton of progress in the wake of Matthew's murder, but we're also seeing an incredible amount of backlash. And so, as I like to say, we have to honor Matthew not just by remembering him with words or with platitudes, but we have to honor him with action. We have to honor his legacy by creating a world where no one has to be afraid that they're going to face violence or discrimination simply for being who they are. And that's our work right now, is to honor him, again, not just with words, but with action.
Now, if you were to parse what the anchor lady and the HRC spokesman are saying, it becomes very clear what's going on here. Neither one of them explicitly states that Matthew Shepard was murdered because he was gay. They imply it. They don't come out and say it. What that tells you is that they know that they're lying. And I talked about this case the other day on the show, but the basic facts of the case are, as you heard me talk about a couple of days ago, are completely different from what the leftists at HRC and the corporate media will tell you. Many years ago, an investigative journalist named Stephen Jimenez looked into the Matthew Shepard case, and he found that Shepard was a high-value meth dealer and prostitute who was killed by one of his gay lovers. So the whole narrative lionizing Matthew Shepard, which Bill Clinton and the entire news media pushed at the time, and the left has not stopped pushing, all of that was false. And yet decades later, activists are still citing his case and implying that he was murdered because he was gay, when they know that that is not the case. They know that that's not true. All of corporate media is doing the same thing. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
These statements and information are for educational purposes only and are not a solicitation for the purchase of any insurance or financial product. All guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the insurer, paid for by Bank on Yourself.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop! You've been lied to by the Wall Street fat cats who get paid whether you win or lose. They say risk your life savings in the stock market, but studies show people who follow that advice will outlive their savings by a staggering 10 years. They say max out your contributions to 401ks, but the man who invented the 401k now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. They say defer paying your taxes to retire in a lower tax bracket, but retirees who fell for that lie are paying higher taxes than ever. Now get a free report exposing the wealth-killing lies you've been told and discover the proven retirement plan alternative Wall Street fat cats hope you never hear about. You can get guaranteed competitive growth every year and tax-free retirement income. Get your free report now at bankonyourself.com/future. That's bankonyourself.com/future. bankonyourself.com/future.
The other day, the Associated Press ran an article, which was picked up by NBC News and other outlets, stating the death of Matthew Shepard was, quote, has been, quote, memorialized as an egregious hate crime. Now, again, they're playing with language. And on the left, they're very good at this because this is all they ever do. Now, they know that Matthew Shepard's death was not a hate crime, but they're telling you it was memorialized as one. And they're refusing to give you context. It's actually a clever trick because even I would have to admit that statement is true. If I had to do a fact check on that statement, I would have to say true, but missing context, as Snopes would like to say. Because it was indeed memorialized as a hate crime, that's true. It's just that it wasn't actually a hate crime. So what's the point of all these lies? They're lying about the dangers faced by LGBTQ plus youth, quote unquote. They're lying about Matthew Shepard, lying about everything. What's the goal? Where is all this leading to? Well, a year ago, the president and CEO of GLAAD, in her attempt to promote National Coming Out Day, spilled the beans, as it were, about that. And here's her explanation of what this whole charade is really all about. Watch.
So it's a really important day for us to continue to come out, to continue to share our stories. And, you know, for this year, for me, at least, what I'm putting out there is not only is it important to come out, it's also to come out for the vote, really important at this moment in time. Today is the final day to register to vote in over 12 states. You can visit GLAAD.org to find out what those states are.
So don't just come out, says the CEO of one of the largest gay activist groups on the planet. Come out to vote. It's of course, incredibly transparent. They can't hide it. They're not even trying to. This isn't about anyone's sexuality or oppression or whatever. It's about marshaling more votes for the Democratic Party. It's about reinforcing the left's ideological stranglehold on the culture. It's as simple and as cynical as that. Now, to be fair, later in the interview, the same woman, the CEO of GLAAD, does attempt to offer another reason as to why National Coming Out Day is so important. And she manages to dig an even deeper hole for herself in the process. Really, she completely blows up the whole premise of National Coming Out Day without even realizing it. Watch.
It's not an equal playing field yet. And I think that we're trying to get there. And one day we will. I know we will. And then we won't have to come out. And then it won't be a big deal. But unfortunately, I continue, even as the president and CEO of GLAAD, no matter where I go, I'm continually coming out, telling people that I'm married to my wife and that we have two children. So it's an ongoing journey for us in the LGBTQ community.
Well, first of all, the two of you don't have two children. One of you has children. So not to get technical, but you don't both have those children because that's not physically possible. But what this GLAAD woman is otherwise describing is just normal human interactions. That's not coming out. So the entire idea of National Coming Out Day, according to the CEO of GLAAD, is really complete nonsense. It's designed to solve a problem that doesn't even exist. These people aren't even pretending to be persecuted, or they're pretending, but they're pretending very unconvincingly. They're just complaining about having to introduce themselves. So it's reasonable to ask, how did this fake holiday even come about in the first place? Who came up with the idea? Well, that's kind of interesting. Elsewhere in that interview, the GLAAD CEO briefly goes into some of the details about the history of National Coming Out Day. She lies about it, so there's no point in showing that to you. But if you dig into National Coming Out Day, you find that it was actually founded by a woman named Jean O'Leary. Who is Jean O'Leary? Well, she was a feminist who, as it happens, really didn't like transvestites or drag queens. And we don't have to guess about that. She actually said it on film at a rally in 1973. And it's a little bit hard to hear some of this audio, but the whole thing is pretty interesting. So watch this.
When men impersonate women for reasons of energy,
They insult women. We support the right of every person to dress in a way that she or he wishes. But we are opposed to the exploitation of women by men for entertainment or profit. Men have been telling us who we are all our lives. They have tried to do it with scholarship, with religion, with psychiatry. When all else fails, they have used humor to tell us and each other who and what we are. What we object to today is another instance in which men laughing with one another at what they present as women are telling us who they think we are. We don't want to know. Men have never been able to show us ourselves. We are coming into a time and a place as women at which we can and do show one another who we are.
Now, a few seconds later, Gina Leary there was forced off the stage by a couple of guys in drag. And there's a lot of feminist gibberish in what she was saying, but the substance of what she says is worth repeating. She said, quote, "We're opposed to the exploitation of women by men for entertainment or profit. Men have been telling us who we are for all our lives. Men have never been able to show us ourselves." And this is what the founder of National Coming Out Day stood for just a few decades ago. She said at the time, men with fetishes are not, in fact, women. That's what she was saying. And she couldn't have been more clear about it. Of course, now, later in life, she recanted and she bent the knee to the trans mob. But that's what she stood for at the time. And now the gender cult is papering over that little inconsistency. They're lying about the history of this fake holiday, just like they lie about what happened in Stonewall, just like they lie about Matthew Shepard, just like they lie about the national state of emergency facing their supposedly marginalized fan base, just like they lie about literally everything all the time. And they're lying so much and so desperately because the truth could not be more obvious. The LGBT club is not oppressed. A country does not have 50 fake holidays to celebrate a group of people that it is oppressing. Generally, if a country is oppressing a people, it has no holidays to celebrate them whatsoever. Certainly not 50 of them or however many it is now. And celebrities don't go out of their way to be a part of a truly marginalized and bullied community. That's not what celebrities do. A club does not grow in membership so rapidly like the LGBT club is if being in the club is a ticket to persecution. No, it goes the opposite way. For the individual identifying as LGBT, it means social capital and cultural influence. And for the powers that be, the more people who identify as LGBT, the more votes they get, just like the GLAAD president said, and the more power they wield. This is what it's all about and has always been about. And now that couldn't be more clear. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
come explore new cultures with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st. This free event is open to the public and will feature international food, multicultural music and dancers, martial arts, and learn about Native American practices with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders. They will also offer on-site health screenings, vendor booths, and activities for the kids. Brought to you by the Sikh Center, Shasta Interfaith, Reciproca, United Way, North State Equity Fund, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Shasta Equal Justice Coalition, Shasta Beloved Community, Shasta Community Health Center, the Center at Sierra Health Foundation, the Public Health Institute, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Expand your horizons with inviting Cultures Beyond Borders at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, October 21st at the Sikh Center in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Hey.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. This is from New York Post. Critics are bashing star ballerina Misty Copeland, who started a petition to add more inclusive shades of color to the traditional pink apple ballet shoe emoji. Copeland, 41, the first black woman to become a principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. But she posted about the initiative to her 1.8 million Instagram followers. So this is a petition she's starting to get different shades of the ballet shoe emoji on Apple. It's very important. I think we have the video of her talking about this petition. Do we have it? I think we do. Let's play that.
For my entire 25-year career, I have pancaked my point shoes to match my skin color. Until recently, the only color option for point shoes was European pink. I am so happy that several of the point shoe brands have expanded to include a wide range of flesh-colored point shoes that are more reflective of the variety of skin color tones that dance ballet.
We've seen enough of that. So there it is. Got this petition going. I don't know how many people have signed it. I think thousands have signed it. This is very important. And this is mostly what we're used to, right? People desperate to be victims because of the social capital that comes with it. And also because it gives their lives meaning. Feeling victimized gives their lives meaning, but the demand for racism exceeds the supply. So they're stuck with complaining about a lack of options with ballerina emojis or whatever. But here's the thing. We live in a very safe and insulated society, relatively speaking, becoming less safe all the time, but still generally safe, generally insulated, generally prosperous, also becoming less prosperous all the time, but still prosperous. What we've discovered is that people who live in this kind of bubble and don't have any underlying sense of meaning in their lives because they don't have faith, they don't have any even real coherent worldview, they don't have purpose. And you take those people, you make them very safe and comfortable. They get really bored and they start to kind of fetishize suffering, and they come up with all of these kinds of sort of luxury fears and concerns, and they start petitions over emojis and so on. And this can only happen in our very comfortable Western bubble. But the bubble is not, well, it's not bulletproof, literally or figuratively. And if it ever pops completely, it's very disturbing to think how unprepared we will be, how shocked and helpless. And I know I just said we should live in fear, and we shouldn't, but this is a reality that I see coming in the future. And it's a very interesting contrast when you do see war and death and destruction happening right now, but not in this country. And then you've got people here worried about ballet shoe emojis. And if ever these worlds really do collide and these realities do collide, I think there's a lot of people that are not going to be prepared for that. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates of Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Sponsored by Patriotic Hearts.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Moving on to this, as alluded to, Sean Hannity and Vivek Ramaswamy had an interesting debate last night. Ramaswamy is getting some heat from some on the right, as I mentioned, because of his stance on the Israel situation. But his stance to me is totally reasonable. He condemned the attacks. I haven't listened to every single thing he said about it. So if he said something horrible or delusional or deranged about the situation in Israel, I haven't heard it. All I've heard him say is to condemn the attacks. Say Israel has every right to defend itself, but he wants to avoid World War III, and he doesn't want America to needlessly get involved and potentially make the situation worse and bring in other world powers, and then you have World War III, which is also my stance. Happens to be correct, I think. But even if you disagree with it for some reason, I mean, even if you think that America should put boots on the ground, even if you are with Lindsey Graham, let's go bomb Iran. You should still admit that the Ramaswamy approach, the non-intervention approach, it's at least reasonable and rational and worth taking into consideration. It's not a crazy point of view. Yet some Republicans are quite mad at him, including Sean Hannity. And I want you to listen to a little bit of this exchange between Hannity and Ramaswamy. Listen.
Needs to be a party where if your campaign is principally being run by super PACs, people who can give unlimited amounts of money to your campaign, I don't think that befits the Republican Party. I think we need to be better than that. So, Sean, you and I may have a different view on that. But my view is, if you're making money off your time in government, then I don't think you're fit to be president of the United States. More importantly, though, what's our policy? Stand with our allies while avoiding World War III. And that's where I'm at.
A lot of people don't think you're qualified because you weren't even a Republican or voting Republican until what, 2020?
Well, Sean, I think it depends on what your objectives with this interview are. I voted Libertarian in my first election. I voted Republican in 2020. You're right. I'm not a partisan hack. I come in from the outside.
I'll forgive you for your screw-up.
I'm an independent-minded patriot who speaks the truth.
It sounds to me like you just want to jump from the private sector yourself, where you made a lot of money. By the way, I applaud capitalism. I applaud successful people.
Sean, I applaud you for being so transparent about your objectives.
People work in the defense of our country and the defense industry are playing a vital role for the cause of freedom. So I don't really call it a corrupting influence or suggest that somehow that's a corrupting influence. I actually like the experience that goes along with what
people can do is actually
defense contractors. But I've got to listen.
One of the things I loved about that interview with Tucker,
was
we were actually able to have a thoughtful conversation deep into issues
Talking all you want.
Rather than
like
this
Tucker.
Kind of,
I've got along
kind of
great
political
with
gotcha.
The point is this.
Good.
You go on these interviews. Yeah, I have nothing but nice things to say, but here's your problem.
People should watch it.
On these shows, people quote your exact words and you deny your own words. And
right, we can pause it. I do love the fact that Vivek brought up his interview with Tucker Carlson. That was great. I think that's got to be the first time since Tucker left that anyone at Fox has even said his name, that anyone has openly acknowledged his existence and said his name. And it's great that the person who says his name is Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, who pretends to like Tucker Carlson, but I think you could tell when Tucker was there, just the handoff between the two. Sean Hannity could barely contain his disgust with Tucker Carlson. But putting that aside, I will say on Sean Hannity's part that, you know, takes a lot of courage. I think we should applaud his courage and his boldness to speak up for the, you know, for marginalized communities, to speak up for people who are really victims, the powerless in our world. And in this case, he's speaking up for defense contractors and career politicians. I applaud defense contractors. They defend freedom. This is, well, here's what I love about Sean Hannity, and I word, use the word love, and I mean the opposite of it, but he's just been saying the exact same thing since like 2002, but it's not the kind of consistency that you applaud, okay? It's not the kind of consistency where you say, well, he's stuck by his principles. No, it's just basic, you know, early 2000s neocon establishment Republican talking points. And he just sticks to them. No matter what happens, he sticks to them. They don't change. And it's only ever talking points. I'll have more to say on this in just a minute after a word from our sponsor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-353-9057. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-353-9057. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-353-9057, 800-353-9057, or biglou.com.
Have you ever in your life, this is a serious, I mean, this is a sincere question. Sean Hannity has been on air for, I don't know, 25 years. Have you ever heard him offer anything approaching an actual insight? Have you ever heard him say anything even remotely interesting? Have you ever heard him offer something that sounds like an actual thought and isn't just talking points that he printed out from the RNC? Have you ever heard that? Have you ever thought to yourself, one time, I mean, in 25 years, have you ever thought to yourself, wow, Sean Hannity made a great point. Have you ever heard, have you ever said to someone else or heard them say to you, you know, Hannity had a great insight the other night. It was, and then they, have you ever heard that? Never, never. It's a kind of a, it's an amazing, again, consistency. Not a consistency that we applaud, not the kind of consistency we applaud, but it's still an amazing consistency that he's been talking for 25 years and has never said one interesting thing. You would think that in 25 years of talking, you would accidentally say a few interesting things, and he never has. It is very similar to, as we've marveled before over someone like Trevor Noah, who was on air he wasn't on air for as long as Sean Hannity, but still he was on air for 6 or 7 years in a comedy show, never managed to say one funny thing. And that was also pretty impressive. So it's kind of a similar situation. So what do we hear from Hannity there? He's sticking up for defense contractors and career politicians. And he's also implying that Vivek is unqualified because he's coming from the private sector. God forbid. God forbid he had a real job and he's been out in the private sector and he's had success there. And now he wants to, you know, now he's entering politics. So he's getting attacked, for that. And also for not voting Republican in the past, which, who does that remind you of? Does that remind you of a politician, a current politician who Sean Hannity has professed himself to be a big fan of, a big supporter of for years now, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump got into politics. He was not a career politician. He came out of the private sector. He came from the private sector right into running for president. Same thing for Ramaswamy. And he was voting not just Libertarian, but voting Democrat up until the few years before he ran for president. You don't hear Sean Hannity criticizing Trump for that, do you? But the real issue here, even putting all of that aside, the real issue is like, what's the problem exactly with what Vivek has said about the situation in the Middle East? Is, again, unless he said something that I haven't heard, that's truly crazy. All I've heard from him is just, listen, what happened is terrible. Condemn it. It's awful. It's evil. Israel has to defend itself. In the United States of America, We have to continue always to put our own security, put our own people first, always, because this is our country, and the people that run our country are supposed to be representing our people, and so we have to put our people first. And what that means is not that we don't care about what's happening to other people. Doesn't mean that we don't condemn evil when it occurs elsewhere in the world. It just means that we can't do something that's going to needlessly put our own people in harm's way or harm our country in some other way. That's it. Not only is that not controversial, but that is actually the baseline position that every American should have and certainly every American politician should have. And that baseline position doesn't mean that we never go to war under any circumstance. Like, I don't think anyone's saying that there's never been a justified war that America's been involved in. It's just a matter of what are our priorities? And are we going to be cautious and thoughtful? Or are we going to be Lindsey Graham just running over there and bombing everybody? We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-53-BIBLE. That's 844-53-BIBLE. 844-53-BIBLE.
We're taking a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Did you know more women under 40 are getting breast cancer? Especially Black and Jewish women whose cancers are often more deadly. If you're a woman, talk to your doctor by age 25 about your breast cancer risk. The American College of Radiology recommends you ask your doctor if you should get a mammogram before age 40. Need other tests like an MRI with your yearly mammogram or should be checked more than once a year? For more information, visit mammographysaveslives.org.
Furnished by American College of Radiology.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Well, it's been a while since we've talked about our old friend Dylan Mulvaney. He hasn't even made an appearance in the Daily Cancellation in quite some time, surprisingly enough. Mulvaney was all over the place in the early part of this year, a ubiquitous cultural presence, but then Bud Light got involved, and we all know how that worked out for them. We know how it worked out for Mulvaney, too, who responded to the controversy by dropping off the map for a while. It was a much-needed respite for all of us. And now Mulvaney is back in action. In fact, he has just won a prestigious award. Fox News reports, quote, a British LGBTQ magazine and Virgin Atlantic recently named trans woman Dylan Mulvaney Woman of the Year. Mulvaney received the recognition at the Virgin Atlantic Attitude Awards in the United Kingdom on Wednesday, an award show put on by LGBTQ Attitude magazine and sponsored by the British airline company. At the podium, Mulvaney marveled at receiving the award, noting that it had only been 560 days since the biological male influencer came out as trans. The influencer noted how grateful she was to receive the honor from a queer publication like Attitude, saying that it means so much more to me. In an Attitude magazine piece recounting the winners from the evening, the outlet profiled Mulvaney, stating, through her Days of Girlhood series, Dylan Mulvaney shared the everyday highs and lows of her transitioning experience with the world and gained 12 million followers in the process. Fame, advertising campaigns, and controversy followed. While speaking, Mulvaney said hateful people had made things a struggle. Okay, well, this isn't the thing that we're going to focus on, but I do have to note once again how Fox uses the she, her pronouns for Mulvaney. So Fox continues to try and have its trans cake and eat it too. The only reason they're reporting on Mulvaney's Woman of the Year award in the first place is that it's absurd, right? That's the only reason why it's newsworthy. It's because how ridiculous it is. And they know that their entire audience will find it ridiculous and outrageous, rightfully so. So on one hand, this is red meat to their conservative audience. But on the other hand, they're undercutting criticism of the award by referring to Mulvaney as a woman. Fox wants to be able to point and laugh and mock men who win Woman of the Year awards and go into women's bathrooms and so on. But they also want to affirm the womanhood of those same men. They want to have it both ways because they are disgraceful, embarrassing cowards. Too afraid to tell the truth, too chicken to just come out and be fully pro-trans, but by not telling the truth, they are effectively pro-trans anyway. They've kind of backed into that position passively in a defensive and whimpering way rather than just embracing it and letting their trans flag fly. And the end result is the same, however. Fox has totally sacrificed any shred of journalistic legitimacy that it might have had. And they have done this by denying reality and by denying the rules of the English language in support of an ideology that it pretends to reject. And for that reason, Fox is today canceled. But that's not the subject, actually. Back to Dylan Mulvaney. He, and notice how I say he, because it's really not that difficult to say, he was on the scene to accept this Woman of the Year award, an honor bestowed on him after just a year and a half of pretending to be a woman. There are about, I think, 4 billion women on planet Earth, 4 billion actual real women, I mean, and they've all lived as women their entire lives. They've experienced the world as women. They are women, and yet none of them were deserving of this honor, apparently. All 4 billion women were disqualified, and the award was handed to a man who plays dress-up. And here's what that man had to say.
I am so honored to be here with you all tonight. And, you know, some see me as the woman of the year. Some see me as a woman of a year and some change, as I only publicly came out online 560 days ago. And some people don't see me as a woman at all. I know. Which is why receiving this honor from a queer publication like Attitude means so much more to me. Because here's what I've realized. You ready? Okay. So, no matter how hard I try, or what I wear, or what I say, or what surgeries I get, I will never reach an acceptable version of womanhood by those hateful people's standards.
Well, yes, that's exactly right, Dylan. Just swap out the word sane for hateful, and you're right on the money. According to us sane human beings, yes, it doesn't matter what you wear or what you say or what surgeries you get. Your fundamental biological identity remains the same. Reality remains the same. And womanhood remains something more than the fashion statement and the charade that you want it to be. So you're correct about that, Dylan. More correct than you realize or want to be, actually. Let's continue with a little more of this. Watch.
I came to London on holiday this summer after months of feeling isolated. And when I arrived, I didn't feel that baggage that I was carrying back in the U.S. And I didn't feel like the trans beer girl. You know, I didn't walk into rooms and wonder, oh, does that person hate me? I was just another gal walking around in a Burberry trench on her way to a West End musical. And, you know, I romanticized this country as a safe place. And as dangerous as it is for trans people here right now, like the hate that was spewed last week, maybe it's less about where we are and more about who we're with. And that if I'm surrounded by people like you all, that this still can be one of my safe spaces. So, when you have a win for trans rights, that's a win for us back in the States too. And I think if we all just adopt a girl's girl mentality and we say goodbye to the scarcity complexes, that we have a better chance of getting through this.
Okay, so we've heard enough of that. We didn't really need to hear any of it, honestly. But I wanted to get to that scarcity complex part because I'd never heard that phrase before, so I had to look it up. And according to Google, a scarcity complex or scarcity mindset is when you obsess over what you lack, you know, what you don't have. And usually this refers to people who worry overly much about not having enough money or other material goods. But it's an interesting phrase coming from Dylan Mulvaney because he's not worried about money. He's been able to do pretty well for himself. He's been able to monetize his faux womanhood to an extraordinary extent. Women don't often get paid just for being women, but this man does get paid for pretending to be one. So it's not money that he lacks. Instead, it is womanhood itself. He lacks all the things that make someone a woman. He feels insufficient or lacking in his womanhood. And that's because he is insufficient and lacking. He has no womanhood. He is not a woman. And that is the source of his, what he calls, scarcity complex. We also hear again about the hate that Dylan says he encounters back in the U.S. And that's because in this country, there's a powerful movement against gender ideology that has been gaining ground every day for the past couple of years. And Mulvaney calls us all hateful. And, I said a moment ago that we should swap the word sane for hateful, and because that's really what he's talking about. And that's true. You know, when he talks about, when anyone on the LGBT, the trans activists, you know, when they talk about hateful people, what they're actually referring to is are sane people. And so anytime they use the word hateful, you just in your mind, sub in the word sane, and the sentence makes sense. But also I think it's worth saying that we don't need to swap the words out, actually. In fact, it's you could keep the word hateful in there because hateful works too. We do hate. We do have hatred. We hate the lies of the trans agenda. We hate what it does to children. We hate the grotesque, degrading caricature of womanhood that people like Dylan put on display. We hate his entitlement and his arrogance. We hate everything about his worldview and everything he does to promote and spread it like a virus through the culture. We hate lies, you know, and we hate lies as much as he hates truth. See, there's nothing wrong with hatred as long as it's directed at things worthy of being hated. Now, the good news for Dylan is that these things that we hate, you know, we hate the things that he's choosing to do, which means that he can stop doing them at any time, and he won't feel the hate anymore, at least not from us. He can stop appropriating womanhood. He can stop lying to the world and to himself. He can stop making himself a mascot for a deranged and dangerous ideology. He can stop doing those things, and then we'll stop hating what he's doing. In fact, he could have gone up on that podium, and he's never done anything heroic in his entire life, but he had a chance for some real maybe not heroism, but at least a moment of the most bravery he's ever displayed in his entire life, if he had gotten up at the podium and said, listen, I can't accept this award. It wouldn't be fair for me to call myself Woman of the Year when there are so many real women who deserve that accolade. I won't take what doesn't belong to me. He could have said that. And the people he considers hateful would have praised him for it. But that would require the kind of humility and honesty that he simply doesn't possess, because he chooses not to possess them. And so this sort of hate will continue coming his way, directed at the things that he's doing and saying. And he will deserve all of it. And that is why he is today, once again, canceled. That's all we have for today. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's Defense Forces forayed into northern Gaza on localized raids early Saturday morning after airstrikes pounded the area for days. A massive military buildup near the border could mean a ground assault is imminent. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer leading a delegation to Israel this weekend to show his support of the Israeli war effort.
Schumer cut short a visit to Asia this week to return to the U.S. and to focus on the crisis in Israel. A spokesman says Schumer and a delegation of senators will meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog. A spokesman says Senator Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in U.S. history, will, quote, discuss what resources the United States can provide to support Israel on all fronts. Bob Iden reporting.
Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan's been nominated by fellow Republicans to be the next House Speaker. Now he has to wrap up enough support to withstand a floor vote. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked how the chaotic battle for a new House Speaker reflects on the Republican Party right now.
If you think from a GOP perspective, eight Republicans led by Gates work for every single Democrat. That's Swalwell, that's Schiff, that's Omar, that's Tlaib, that's to bring chaos with the whole concept of being upset because we paid our troops. Our troops got paid today.
A federal judge in San Diego has ruled that the U.S. officials can continue to refuse asylum seekers at border crossings with Mexico if they don't have appointments on a mobile phone app. Ethical concerns casting a shadow over President Biden as he seeks re-election. A new poll showing 35% of U.S. adults believe the president himself has done something illegal. An additional 33% say they think the president behaved unethically but not illegally, and 30% say Mr. Biden did nothing wrong. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com. Solaire, hot, fast grills at besthotgrill.com.
Turning our attention overseas, Keith Peters has a report on another suspicious poisoning of a Russian dissident.
French prosecutors are investigating a suspected poisoning of a Russian journalist who fled Russia after denouncing the war in Ukraine on live TV. Marina Ovsyannikova called emergency services and was hospitalized after suddenly falling ill at her Paris apartment on Thursday. The office said she suspected she'd been poisoned. Police are examining her apartment. Ovsyannikova used to work at Russian state television Channel 1. She drew international attention in March 2022 after appearing behind the anchor of an evening news broadcast with a sign that said, Stop the war. Don't believe the propaganda. They are lying to you here. Keith Peters reporting.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. Simple. Just log on to townhall.com. The president of the Actors Guild is disappointed Hollywood Studios abruptly broke off talks this week.
Fran Drescher says she doesn't understand why negotiations collapsed, but that these bargaining tactics will not weaken the Actors Guild's resolve. The studios announced Wednesday that they had suspended contract negotiations, saying the gap between the two sides was too great to make continuing worth it. Despite an offer they said was as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. John Scott reporting.
Microsoft completed its purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion, closing one of the most expensive tech acquisitions in history, and that could have repercussions across the video game industry. Notice the deal went through came just 7 hours after Microsoft got final approval from Britain's competition watchdog, which reversed its earlier decision to block the gaming deal. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m., featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
They are the Democrat Party. And with the big, you know, international day of rage being called for by Hamas leader, who's living in, you know, beautiful, luxurious conditions in the United Arab Emirates, but pay no attention. Harder to put the whack on them there, I guess, but maybe not. It's, we'll talk. But it is Friday the 13th, and it's the International Day of Madness from the Islamists. They're calling for mayhem around the world, for the global jihad. And I can tell you what I'm doing about this. People are responding in all kinds of interesting ways. Police departments all over the country are on extra high alert. And the Democrats are against them because they're anti-police. They're pro-criminal. You can't be pro-police and pro-criminal. They had to choose one. It's a time for choosing. And they chose, of course, the criminal. And now you have Israel being attacked by jihadis. And, you know, it's a time for choosing. The Democrats chose. They are on the side of the jihad, the Democrat Party. And I opened with a clip from Channel 4 News, the NBC local station in Washington, D.C. They went to George Mason University in Virginia, named for one of our founding fathers, where the jihadis had gathered. And they were gracious enough to allow the press, the Fourth Estate, the news media, to watch from afar what they were saying, but they wouldn't talk to them. And did they all detonate their suicide vests, or are they saving that for later? They didn't detonate their suicide vests. But cities across the country, the police are on extra high alert, from Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and San Antonio, and Houston, and Chicago, and Cleveland, and New York, and Washington, D.C., and Miami, Florida, and beyond. Police are on extra high alert because of the call out of the Middle East for the global day of rage, the global day of jihad. Now, my friend Brian texted me this morning, and he said, "Hey, what are you wearing for the International Day of Jihad?" And I said, "Gee, I forgot to dress up for the International Day of Jihad." And he said, "Well, I didn't really have any jihad wear, so I just put on a Harvard shirt. I just put on because Harvard, they're pro-jihad there. They're, you know, they had all those groups sign on to the jihad. And now they hopefully won't get jobs when they get out of college, and they'll all be in cardboard boxes trying to explain to their parents why they paid $1 million to send them to Harvard. And then they ended up living in cardboard boxes. It's sad and funny at the same time. Now, here was my idea when I woke up for a Friday the 13th, which is kind of a fun story, too, goes way back, and has to do with treachery and deceit and murder and religion and the Crusades and all kinds of fun stuff, the origins of Friday the 13th. And then, you know, we got the origins of radical Islam, and I think we know what that's about. But here's my idea. My plan is, I started texting people this morning to pull together the International Day of Jihad happy hour. It's Friday. It's Friday the 13th. It's the International Day of Jihad. And I think the best way to, you know, you can't let the terrorists win. Remember that? We can't let the terrorists win. We can't let the terrorists win. So we should all have a happy hour. We should all go out and have cocktails, alcoholic beverages, which are prohibited, you know, under Islam. Not everyone observes that, of course, all Muslims, because, you know, I know lots and lots of Muslims that have liquor cabinets at home. And, you know, I spent time in Saudi Arabia. You know, don't tell me. But never mind all that. Also, when you fly out of Saudi airspace, it's fun. On the airlines, they don't serve any alcohol until they're out of Saudi Arabian airspace. And the moment they leave Saudi Arabian airspace, they announce over the loudspeaker, and they have like a boom, boom. And that means it's time to start cracking the vodka bottles, because woohoo! And also, and the beautiful women get up and they take over. They take off their oppressive clothing, and you see that they're wearing beautiful, like Bergdorf Goodman clothing underneath. And like, wow, look at this. And then the music comes up, and they got, you know, people start smoking, and they're, you know, finding dates. It's you know, it's a crazy world, that that Arab world, that Islamic world. But I think the best way to defeat the terrorists is to have a happy hour with your friends this afternoon. I'm still sending out invitations, and we'll see what happens. The International Day of Jihad happy hour at a tavern near you. I think it's probably a good way to go. That's how you don't let the terrorists. You can't let the terrorists win, and this is a good way to do that. So, but there are businesses. I know there are businesses in Washington D.C. that are hiring armed security today that don't normally have armed security, that have armed security today, and businesses that are telling people, if you want to work from home today, go ahead and work from home today, because the jihadis. This is what terror is all about. It's the whole point of terrorism. See, ism, you know, it's like an ideology, and the ideology is terror. So, you know, we got that going. We got lots and lots of stuff. And on college campuses across America yesterday, the who put this out? David Burge put this out on an X post. Wacky college fads through the years. Wacky, always a fun word. Wacky college fads throughout the years. And he notes in the 1930s, a college fad was swallowing goldfish whole, and you can still do that if you'd like. In the 1950s, panty raids and piling into phone booths, because, you know, that kind of phone booth was kind of new. In the 1970s, a college fad was streaking. You know, they call him the streak, the fastest thing on 2 feet. There was a song and everything in the 1970s, and people would, mostly young people would take off all their clothes and run across football fields and things like that in front of crowds, and everybody would laugh and clap, and it was kind of funny. And now in the 2020s, we have Nuremberg-style pro-Holocaust anti-Semitic pep rallies on college campuses because genocide is back. And when you combine radical Islam and the left, that is a potent combination. And the Democrat Party represents them both, which is ironic in a number of ways, but we're just going to have to deal with the irony. You know, they don't understand irony, a lot of that stuff. So I've got lots of news and updates for you on this Friday the 13th, International Day of Jihad, International Day of Rage. And yesterday, college campuses across America with pro-jihad, anti-Western troglodytes in the making on college campuses where they're being brainwashed by fanatics and extremists who call themselves liberals. But they're poisoning the minds of millions of Americans, and they're growing an enemy within our borders like a tumor. It's not a tumor. It is a tumor. It is, it's the left, and the left is a cancerous tumor on humanity and has been forever. Maybe the jihadis should target the left. What do you think? Nah. Now the left is on their side. Those are allies. You know how they do that? Like LGBTQIA, and A is allies, see? And, now the, jihadis and the left, they're allies, and they're here in the United States. I honestly, I don't think any big, terrible thing's going to happen today in the United States. So there you see, they they didn't let the kids in school at Montgomery Blair High School this morning in Montgomery County, Maryland, because of a bomb threat. They had a bomb threat, but that's kind of a high school bomb threat thing where high school kids call in because they don't want to go to school and it's Friday and whatever. Maybe they're scared because it's jihad day, and but they should catch the kid and probably hang him from a crane in front of the school while everybody chants Allahu Akbar. What do you think? Just a thought. All right, so we got the International Day of Jihad and International Day of Rage. Global. I think, did they use the word global? Because they think globally, kill locally. That's an old saying. The Democrats. And honestly, the Nuremberg-style pro-Holocaust genocidal anti-Semitic rallies on college campuses across America not the same as streaking or stuffing phone booths or swallowing live goldfish. Kind of different, I think. We also have other things going on, including Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise, dropping out of the race for Speaker of the House, which happened late yesterday afternoon. And he's out. And what happens now? The news media is, banging the drums for chaos and mayhem because they're the news media and they're the left. And they're not swallowing goldfish anymore either. But they love the anti-Semitic genocidal college campus rallies. And if you're a Democrat, what is the matter with you? There's my question of the day. What is the matter with you? Do you have a brain? Have you ever had a scan to confirm that claim? Because the Democrat Party is a menace to Western civilization because they're not liberals, they're the left. How many times do I have to say it? It is there. They are not liberals, they are the left. They're not on our side. They are the bad guys. And they have been since roughly 1917, really, and before that as well, while they were still forming their death cult, because that's who they are. But we've got other stuff. We've got the the Speaker of the House, and this is I don't stay up at night thinking, gosh, they're not getting anything done in the House of Representatives. How can I sleep knowing that there's no Speaker of the House except for the acting Speaker of the House, the pro tem Speaker of the House? Really doesn't upset me too much. But I'm thinking Jim Jordan, and who knows, maybe a dark horse, which is not a racist reference for Democrats out there. Maybe a dark horse could emerge, but it looks like probably Congressman Jim Jordan, Chairman Jim Jordan, next up at bat for Speaker of the House. And look, Steve Scalise, good man, was shot and nearly assassinated by a Democrat. Bernie Sanders volunteer in a suicide attack, one of many Democrat suicide attacks. I've been talking about this for a long time. I don't think anybody else is. Another thing that the left and the Democrats have in common with the jihadis is that the Democrats are now suicide attackers. They are suicide attackers. Suicide attack against the police on Capitol Hill, against the police in New York City, suicide attack, Democrat. Suicide attack against the police in Dallas, Texas at a Black Lives Matter rally, mass murder of police. Suicide attack against the police in Baton Rouge. Suicide attack against members of Congress on a baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. And, of course, last year on Earth Day, an environmentally conscious Democrat self-immolated on the plaza in front of the Supreme Court because he's upset about people putting smoke in the air. And then he put smoke in the air, but never mind that. Too late to explain that to him now. We are at 888-630-9625. What are you doing for the International Day of Jihad on Friday the 13th?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Do you have nasty odors in your home you just can't get rid of? Now you can get rid of any stinky odor with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Thunderstorm gets rid of strong odors from cooking, cigarette smoke, litter boxes, trash cans, even that mildewy smell from the basement is no match. The Thunderstorm starts working in seconds to clear any room of any odor. Plus, there are no costly filters to buy and replace. With more than 350,000 Thunderstorms already sold, thousands of five-star reviews online, you know it works like a champ. And this week, I've got a great deal for you to help you get your own Thunderstorm. Right now, you can save $200 American on 3 Eden Pure Thunderstorms for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, use the discount code Chris. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris, plus you get free shipping.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side. While you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. Now at its lowest price ever, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $880, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Serving my country changed my life forever. And when I got home, every day was a struggle. I felt trapped. But everything changed the day my family received a specially adapted custom home from Homes for Our Troops. Now we have a safe and accessible home to enjoy the freedom I fought for.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post-9/11 veterans. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Attention, this is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote.
Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
And as my pal Seton Motley is noting, I don't recall MAGA Republicans ever having a day of jihad or joining in on campus rallies for jihad and anti-Semitic, anti-Israel rallies on college campuses being orchestrated by the Democratic Socialists of America, and the rallies in Times Square and in front of the White House, pro-jihad. The jihadis live among us, and their allies are the Democrat Party on the left, who have a lot of experience with violence, political violence, and mayhem and murder and, and all of all that stuff. But, you know, I do recall the director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who's a terrible person and a corrupt person. I recall him saying that the greatest threat to America is white supremacists. When's the last time you saw a white supremacist anything, anywhere? Anybody? There have been how many people now? 215 people murdered in the District of Columbia alone, 61 square miles so far this year. Not a single MAGA Republican among the murderers, not one. That means they're all Democrats. Every single murderer is a Democrat. I know this because if they had one MAGA hat wearing Trump voting Republican, it'd be big news, national news for months on end. But when it's just, you know, black guy kills black guy, the news media couldn't care less. You know why? Because they're Democrats and they're the party of the Klan and Jim Crow and the 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies aborted. You know, it's not like they care. They just, you know, expect your votes. And that's your Democrat Party. But not a single MAGA Republican, not a single, white supremacist. And, what else? Oh, and the right wing, the MAGA, you know, the MAGA people, big threat to America because some people years ago walked through the Capitol when the doors were being held open by the U.S. Capitol Police. Oh, by the way, they put up a fence around the Capitol yesterday. Lickety split, just like that. They put up a fence around the Capitol because, I don't know, they think maybe white supremacists are going to storm the Capitol on International Jihad Day or something. But the whole country is on edge, which means happy hour.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday, November 10th, at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March on of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock, fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank,
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store ready. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
University of Washington, honestly, amazing stuff. Jewish students speaking up because, you know.
They want our people dead. They want us killed.
And so far.
Yeah, and, you know, this is going on in the United States of America, and it's going on in the United States of America because of the Democratic Party. And, you know, they are not on our side. They're just not on our side. Let's go to soundbite number 15. This is from the Fox News Channel Network. Lawrence Jones went to speak to students at, this was at Hunter College. That's where it was, at Hunter College in New York. That's the college that employed that lunatic that held the machete to the neck of the New York Post reporter and overturned the table. Remember that? That's there are a lot of mentally ill people. We call them Democrats. And here is Lawrence Jones at Hunter College in New York, where they're having their pro-terrorism, pro-jihad, anti-Semite rally, and so-called liberals, I almost said liberals, so-called liberals are not only okay with this, they're participating, and let me say more, they're the driving force, one of the driving forces behind this anti-Semitism. There is no Palestine.
Why are you here today?
Free Palestine. I stand with the Palestinian people unequivocally.
I support decolonization and liberation of Palestinian people and the end of a mass genocide in the Gaza Strip.
You're talking about the genocide of the kids being beheaded?
That's false. That is actually false.
When you see the kids that have been beheaded and the women that are raped, how do you feel about that?
I don't know where to start from that.
Israel is notorious for creating propaganda that sides their one-sided massacre against Palestinians.
That was already proven that didn't really happen.
It didn't happen.
Not verified.
Women did not get raped.
No. I've not seen any proof of that. If it did happen, I haven't seen it.
Like, they get attacked for no reason.
The children got attacked for no reason? The kids that were beheaded?
Beheaded? Yeah, apparently. Like, that's...
But they were Jewish kids.
Wait, Jewish kids?
Wait, Jewish kids?
The military money that goes there, $4 billion a year, should stop going to Israel to support their war crimes.
Right. This is the United States of America. This is what the Democratic Party is doing. These college professors and administrators are the useful idiots of the jihad. Some of them are doing it wittingly. Some of them are doing it unwittingly. But the Democrat and the FBI is not. Is the FBI looking into these organizations, these pro-Hamas, genocidal racist organizations that are on campuses all across America? Or are they still looking for Trump voters and people that walked through the Capitol years ago on January 6th? Like the FBI, honestly. Are we deporting these barbaric little bastards, or what are we doing? We're giving them master's degrees, I guess, is what we're doing, and then we'll give them jobs. So that's your Democrat Party. And there's more I've got coming up for you as well from the college campuses. And make no mistake who this is. This is the Democrats. And the jihadis from the Middle East. And the Democrats. Now, I'm going to get back to that and the Global Jihad Day happy hour a little later on, too. Right now, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to, hey, look at that. Let's go to Stephen, who we spoke to a while back, calling from Jerusalem, which is the capital, thank you very much, of Israel. Stephen, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well. Very well. How are you doing, more importantly?
I'm good. You know, I was in Jerusalem most of the week. I just got here to my son's place just outside of Jericho, called Mitzpeh Yericho, Mitzpeh Jericho. Overlooks Jericho. Things are pretty quiet over here. I was just listening to you and the college thing. And, you know, first of all, things are very tense here. It's very quiet. Everybody's got their ears glued to the news. The Sabbath is getting ready to set in. It's going to be a week. And, you know, for the Orthodox that don't use electronics on the Sabbath, they've been instructed to keep their phones on and monitor the alerts. There's an app, and I keep it on for all territories. So their alerts go all the time to when the sirens are. It's most of them, you know, are in the south. They're in the north now. So you can tell when there's a lull in rocket fire. And it's interesting. The Israeli news have reported that Hamas in Gaza is in chaos. Understandably, they've also ordered an evacuation of another complete area of Gaza within the next 24 hours. I don't know if it's come across your news desk. You know, the United Nations are freaking out. It's impossible, but everybody's got to go because, you know, they're operating in the tunnels underneath the buildings. And it's got to go. You know, they've built their infrastructure underneath apartment buildings, and the Israeli position and their mission is this, the dismantle of Hamas. More broadly, you know, and what I think, and here's what I think, you know, is the bottom line, is Iran going to save Hamas? You know, the skirmishes in the north are skirmishes. You know, they just evacuated Metula. Well, they didn't evacuate it, but they declared it a military zone. It's a very, very tiny town on the tip of Israel. I remember when I was up there once, and I traveled up there just to go through the good fence. I actually got kicked out of there by the military several years ago. But anyway, so, you know, is Iran going to save Hamas? And, you know, that's the big question. Frankly, I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, you have to imagine one other thing is that, you know, Iran is Shiite and Hamas is Sunni. So the only reason why they like each other is because they hate us.
That's right.
You know, my enemy is my best friend.
That's right. They've got that in common anyway. No, you're okay. Your family is okay.
Everybody's okay. You know, it's again, it's a little intense how this escalation is. Is Hezbollah going to start this? And if Hezbollah starts this, then what's going to happen? What happened in Gaza is going to start to happen to the infrastructure in Beirut, like it did last time.
Right.
You know.
You mean Israel will, if Hezbollah starts attacking out of Lebanon in the north, then Benjamin Netanyahu, a great and strong leader, thank God, in charge in Israel right now, will go right for Beirut.
They'll go for whatever it's necessary to either stop them by getting the message across that it's not worth it. I think, you know, everybody knows that this is not how they had it planned out. They were supposed to capture the city and expand the territory of Gaza and then maybe do that up north.
Well,
I don't know, but that's games off. It didn't work.
You know, there has been a lot of information. Well, first of all, I want to mention that in Jerusalem yesterday, there were two police officers shot very close to the old city, and apparently one Palestinian killed in the shootout, and that's in the heart of Jerusalem, of course, and the old city, the historic old city, and all of that. And this is, I know that this is to some degree or another the normal state of things in Israel and in Jerusalem because of the ongoing jihad and the fanaticism and the bloodlust and all of that. But we are Hamas is telling us that now 13 hostages that they kidnapped and were holding have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza, like it's Israel's fault for hostages being killed after they kidnap people and use them as human shields. And of course, you can't believe a damn word that any of them say. That's a very, very important, thing to understand before you even begin any other conversation. We also learned that, Stephen, that Hamas people captured on their jihadi rampage have been found to be in possession of a 14-page manual, and I'm sure you've probably seen this too, which is labeled Top Secret Arab Document, which is completely crazy, and a 14-page document which instructs them to go for schools, including kindergartens, because they're a bloodthirsty gang of medieval ghouls, and calling them medieval might be too generous. Yesterday, I stopped calling them animals because animals only kill with purpose and to survive and stay alive. These individuals, I'm hesitant to call them people now, this is the war against civilization, and you're right in the middle of it, and I know you're aware of this, Stephen. And I think it's important for people here to understand that the Democrat Party and the left are part and parcel of this. Now, Stephen, where did you grow up, and what kind of a political background do you or did you come from?
So, I'm a Republican, and I grew up in Montgomery County, and exactly where there is some stuff going on at Blair High School. I think you mentioned it before.
Yeah.
That's right in my backyard. And, this is the product of brainwashing and just the rewriting history. And I would like to sit down and talk intelligently with somebody who wouldn't, try and threaten to bash my face in, a college kid, and ask them, okay, well, what do you think we should do? I tell you what, I got an idea. Tell me if you think what's right. We, let's go back a few years where before all this stuff happened. We said, okay, what? You want a Palestinian state. So let's say what? Let's take some territory and where you are now and set up a self-government. And, you guys, give me 90% of the West Bank, so to speak. And, you start with you govern yourself. And after 5, 10 years, whatever, if you govern yourself and, you turn it, you turn trade or whatever, and you renounce terrorism and you renounce the destruction, then we're going to talk about, statehood and possibly a share of Jerusalem. How did that sound? Now, an intelligent college kid that was born yesterday or was swimming around, a tadpole 30 years ago, how would it sound? What would their response be? And my response to that is, well, that sounds good. That sounds a pretty good idea. Everybody will have freedom of movement. They'll have their own thing. We'll set it up. We'll put the road to get a Palestinian state. Sounds good, right? Well, Mr. College Kid, we did this 30 years ago.
Right.
And this is what happened.
That's right.
This is what we did it. Go subscribe to the archives of whatever newspaper and read it.
Yeah.
Read all about it.
Well, but as you know, Stephen, what they're being taught in college and what the Democrat Party teaches in the broader culture with their information dominance is honestly evil. It's evil. It is genocidal anti-Semitism. The Democrat Party teaches this. And yet, Jewish Americans vote for Democrats. Black Americans vote for Democrats. A lot of ignorant voters out there. That's for sure. This is what you can do with when you own the education system and you have secured information dominance like an invading army. Israel and Jewish people everywhere are in great danger, great jeopardy, and the Democrat Party is a big part of the problem.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can say. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because only the Sleep Number Climate 360 smart bed lets you each sleep up to 13 degrees cooler or warmer on either side, while you both sleep at your ideal level of firmness, comfort, and support, your Sleep Number setting. And now our all-new next-gen smart beds have temperature benefits, so you sleep better night after night. Now at its lowest price ever, the all-new Queen Sleep Number C2 smart bed is only $880, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtBlue is here for you. With DebtBlue's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtBlue are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
When you call Consumer Cellular's customer support to discuss our affordable and flexible phone plans, it's like you're calling the Declaration of Independence or a hot dog at a baseball game. Because Consumer Cellular's customer support is based entirely in the United States. And Consumer Cellular's customer support agents are from where you're from. The same small town that you're from. The one that stretches from California to Maine, Minnesota to Corpus Christi, Texas. The one that cares about its neighbors and lights fireworks. Legal ones in the street. So the next time you want to make a phone call that feels like an American flag waving at an air show at magic hour, give us a call. Even if it's for no reason at all, except to exchange barbecue sauce recipes like a couple of Americans. Or make jokes about Canadians. LOL. Just kidding. We love Canadians. They're our neighbors. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Yes. And one of two brothers in Chicago convicted in the murder of an off-duty policewoman. Guy with a giant spider tattoo on his neck has been sentenced in the murder to 7 years. 7 years in prison for being one of two brothers that murdered a policewoman. It was a big story for a little while, but the news media doesn't care. And now, if I'm not mistaken, Enrique Tarrio got 22 years for January 6th, and he was in a hotel room in Baltimore that day. 22 years. And here is a tattoo of spider on his neck, cop killer guy, who got 7 years, a seven-year sentence. For now, his brother actually shot the police officer, but he's the other guy involved in the murder, and he got 7 years, sentenced to 7 years. Enrique Tarrio didn't shoot anybody, wasn't even there, quite literally, and got 22 years. That's our two-tiered system of justice, and that's something that has a lot of Americans that are paying attention bothered and concerned, gotta say. All right. Well, we've got a lot, lot of stuff to get to today. You're going to want to stay right here. We have but 2 hours left in our week of, outstanding and award winning radio broadcast. We've got the Speaker of the House update, and who knows what will happen even while we're on the air. We have an update on the Biden crime family because, you know, they're involved in all kinds of, and they lie to us a lot, and Joe Biden lies to us, and the media is okay with it because we don't have a legitimate media. Also, a Democrat shot two police officers at the airport in Philadelphia, killing one and wounding the other. The police are looking for more Democrats on the loose. And a Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.